job. You gotta put it in
perspective. We're like living deja vu all over again.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
League officials said soccer was just tired of pretending to be something it's not. Deep down, soccer is about a bunch of guys running around not touching a polka dot ball with their hands. It shouldn't have to hide how gay it is.
Now, will this change the way the game is played?
No. If anything, I think we'll see a firmer commitment to the gayest parts of soccer.
Interesting.
Players will feel free now to do their bicycle kicks, juggle the ball with their knees, and generally just be as gay as they want to be without worrying what people think.
You're wrong. Excuse me. Unless you've got the document to show me, this discussion shouldn't be happening. Show me where it says that.
Yes, I'll give her a plug.
Oh, man, please.
We try and teach our children not to make fun of others who are challenged.
Item 1, slow songs. I thought it would be a good idea if you ended each gig with a slow song.
No, we don't really have any slow songs.
So that's a clear no from you.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I love Jesus, but I drink a little.
Roll another one.
I drink your milkshake.
Just like the other one.
What are you talking about?
This one seems to be about to quit.
What is sadomasochism?
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
I like turtles.
Roll another one.
And it's snowing like dogs.
Just like the other one.
I found him extremely handsome.
This one seems to be about.
You're a talented son of a bitch.
I don't have another cent.
Jokes are fun and funny, but when they're at the expense of someone, they're just mean.
But don't bogart that joint.
There we go. All right. Good sound. Good sound.
Just pass it around.
Please, Kevin, not in the face.
But don't bogart that joint, my friend.
I need a woman.
And now.
Boy, the only thing missing from this place is a couple dozen bodies limed and rotting in shallow graves under the floorboards.
Our feature presentation.
Think Mel Gibson can still score easily?
Yes.
I do. Yes, I do.
I agree.
That's sad.
He's mega famous and mega rich and mega handsome. So I'm sure, I'm sure that Mel's not having much trouble. I mean, I think a woman would wear a hockey mask if she were dating him after you know, just to be on the safe side.
I don't care.
I don't think he's mega handsome anymore. He used
really?
To be. Now he looks really rough.
Well, I think you're
like
scared
he's
of his
had a
eyes.
Lot of drinking. Yeah, and he's got the crazy
he
eyes.
Does.
He's scary.
Yeah, but most of what you've seen of Mel Gibson in recent years has just been mugshots, and nobody looks his best in mugshots. When was the last time you actually saw him, you know, at an event where he was dressed up and looking regular and normal?
Not angry and screaming?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
never.
A good question.
It
yeah.
has been a while. All right, let's take care of some inside show business here first. How do we sound? Are we good? Is everything cool? We sound all right?
Yeah, you sound more compressed. I didn't. What's different?
Well, I'm in San Francisco.
Oh, right. That's right.
Yeah.
Forgot about
beautiful,
that.
Beautiful San Francisco today, which it's always a rare treat for me to come back to the city I used to live in. And I'll tell you one thing about San Francisco, and you can't say this about a lot of American cities. Is around every corner, it looks like a postcard view. It's just, it's unbelievable how beautiful the city is. And you kind of forget that when you're away from it for a while.
Yeah.
But man, what a beautiful place. So good times. Big fun. So it sounds all right, though?
You sound way better than normal.
Yeah. Do I need to move here full time so I get some balls?
Yeah, it makes you sound like a dude.
Oh.
Which normally neither of us do. But now you got some gravitas to you. You got a little bass in your voice.
Wow.
You need
very
to figure
impressive.
Out a way to do that where you're broadcasting from your home. That's key.
We need to hire Tim, the engineer here, who can make me sound like a guy who should be on the radio instead of a guy who just got lucky. I see what you're saying.
Now I sound like more of a pussy than normal. That sucks.
Now you're going to have to go to San Francisco.
Now I have to go there.
This is going
to
be Mike and me here.
Yeah.
All right. Story real quick, though. I love this so much because I can't figure out what I want your impressions on what is likely to have happened. And then we'll tell you about today's all-new Kevin Amin show, because we do have an action-packed show with two hot chicks coming up next hour on the program that I'll tell you about in a moment. This one came out of Philadelphia yesterday. They were on the scene at 17th and JFK Boulevard. There was a bizarre accident there involving a woman who was driving, who made a U-turn on a busy road and struck a pedestrian. Did it right in front of police officers. They saw her.
Excellent.
So the police officers jump into action. The woman is completely naked.
Yeah!
Driving the car. Now, unfortunately, I know we all want more information. There are no details on the age and the condition of the woman.
Guilty!
But tell me what the circumstances are. Let's see if we can figure out how she came to be driving down a busy intersection in the middle of a Thursday afternoon in Philadelphia completely naked.
Okay, but you don't know?
I don't know.
It has to be ran out of the house to get something, didn't think she was going to, or drive through. No, not drive through either, huh?
Drugs is the first thing I thought.
Yeah.
Right?
It couldn't be locking herself out because she has her car key, so chances are she would have had her house
drugs
keys,
meaning
too.
She's just out of her mind, you mean?
Yeah. But
or
how...
Or a hot flash.
That's a that's mighty awesome. Strong hot flash.
I hear.
How bizarre a circumstance, though, where you get you get hit by a car and you stand up. And there's no even information in this article about how seriously injured the pedestrian was. But let's assume that he was hit but was okay. You know, just got hit at a slow speed, and he jumps up and he's ready to scream at the a-hole who hits him. And it turns out it's a naked woman getting out of the car. He's got to be like, "What's happening here?"
Yeah, his head is going to explode.
I know. Just an unbelievable circumstance.
I think I'm going to need to change my pants.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. It's crazy.
Is the girl in Philadelphia?
Yes.
Then it's not a nice surprise.
Oh. No.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, that's not what you want. And how does a newspaper reporter not put any detail in there?
Yes,
come on,
I agree.
Toss us a bone. Give us an age or something. Yeah, you can do that and cover it. Oh, that's news.
Because I would like to visualize the story, and I don't have enough information to go on. I mean, it could have been Precious for all we know. You know, give us something to gnaw on here.
I'd like to suggest that it was Brooklyn Decker.
I would like to suggest that you're right.
Or her identical twin. I don't know. Either way.
Anyway, if we were doing the Kevin and Bean Citizen of the Day, she would win.
I love that. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
F*** that. That's what I got to say.
B was talking about two beautiful women next hour. One of them is JWoww, who has written a book.
And by the way, far be it from me to be the one to say something nice about somebody on the Jersey Shore. She definitely is the class of the shore, though, right?
Well, yeah, but... Yeah, okay.
In that category.
I mean, really, that's not saying much.
I agree, but I'm even going to go so far as to say that I think JWoww is classy enough that she could escape from the Jersey Shore and she could actually fit in with regular people. I mean, I think you could actually, like, meet her at a party and she'd be okay, as opposed to all the other people in that house.
You didn't read the book.
I didn't read the book. That's true. Okay.
It's called The Rules According to JWoww.
Okay,
so
all right.
To her next hour, we also have Sports Illustrated swimsuit supermodel, Brooklyn Decker.
Oh, my God.
Hang on. I bought a new bell yesterday. Hold on. I got to go grab it.
It's about a half hour from right now. Bought a new bell. Wow.
Yeah. Had to. I forgot my bell at home.
He's dressing it up.
He's running around San Francisco getting a bell yesterday.
Can you hear him? Hey, yeah. Do you guys have a bell? Who sells them?
Well,
I need a bell.
We've been through this with him.
Yeah.
I checked into the hotel. Well, Donna, God bless her. She came with me. I checked into the hotel and I said, oh, my God, I can't believe I forgot the bell. And she's like, well, you can get by for one day without a bell. Oh. And I'm like,
Does she not know anything about you?
Have you met me? Do you know me? I can't do a show without a bell. So we're checking into the hotel. She says, well, why don't you just ask the little guy behind the counter if you can use one of his bells? And I just looked at her like she was crazy. You can't use somebody else's bell.
You could if the guy let you.
You can't, but there's no way I'm going to use some dingy, grimy bell that I don't know where it's been when we're talking about the beautiful... Brooklyn Decker. Am I right? She deserves a new bell.
Right, so
fresh out of the wrapper.
How long did you look for the bell?
Well, I just asked. I asked the concierge if there was an Office Depot or Staples or something like that. And there was one about 3.5 blocks away down on Market Street. So I just walked on over there, got myself a bell. Boom. Here we are.
You didn't shop for price? You didn't comparison shop?
It hurt. It was $4.89, and that did hurt me. It seemed like it should have been about a buck cheaper.
What a ripoff.
I did think about maybe renting a car and going over the Bay Bridge and buying one in Oakland where I could probably get one cheaper.
Yeah.
But I just figured the interest of time, I'd just go with the one I found.
Dude, do what I do. You just take it back after the show and go, I didn't like it.
Can I tell you the most hilarious thing is as I just vaulted across this studio where I'm at in San Francisco, grabbed my new bell, unwrapped it, and hit it, about 18 inches from where I'm sitting right now is another bell.
All right. Yeah.
There's an actual bell already in this studio. But, who knows why?
But you didn't know it was there, and you wouldn't use it.
I wouldn't have used it.
We need a special bell for Brooklyn Decker, too, by the way. And it looks like one of those mallets that you hit to test your strength at the old circuses. You know, where you hit the and you need to, like, actually smash an entire platform with a sledgehammer.
All right. Because this bell doesn't do her justice.
No, it just doesn't cut it.
Yeah. We also have your last chance to win tickets for the Kevin and Bean Singles Party, the Love on the Rock Singles Party. Last chance today, as it is tomorrow night. We have Movie Beat. We have You Were Fired for Something You Did, But It Was So Worth It. We have LaQuisha on the Jersey Shore. We have an LA Times music critic, Ann Powers, talking about the Grammys this weekend.
Come on, Bieber.
Come on, Bieber.
That's your
dream, right? And Craigslist congressman, who we're in love with so much now, and he's already gone. So we'll get to all that on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
Thanks for tuning into the Kevin and Bean Show, party people. Linkin Park on the way. Also, some Bush. And Brooklyn Decker joins us after the top of the hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, Ralph is in studio for our first look at the Showbiz Beat on a Friday. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, ladies, it's time to rejoice. Charlie Sheen is a single man.
All right.
Woo! Us Weekly reports that Brooke Mueller, Charlie's wife, filed their final divorce papers at Los Angeles Superior Court yesterday. Now, the split won't be official until May 2nd. Keep that in mind, ladies. You're going to have to wait a little bit longer till you can have them all to yourself. But
and by all to yourself, you mean?
You know, with the other porn stars.
Right, okay.
He's a pretty good catch.
And his coke whores. Apparently, Brooke will walk away with $1.75 million. That's her payout for the settlement. She gets another $55,000 per month in child support.
Wow.
And according to documents, the amount that she gets paid to support their children will never be less than what he ponies up for his two daughters with Denise Richards. So that everyone gets a taste. $55,000 per month.
Per month?
In child support.
They gotta eat, man.
Chump change.
You know?
That's like whore money for Charlie. He's got that in his pocket.
Guys, Charlie shouldn't get married, right?
No.
No.
Yeah, he should have learned his lesson on the last two.
But at least there's kids involved. So they'll be screwed up for life. They got that going for them, right?
Yes, Ralph. Sorry, we're trying to fix a machine here.
It's okay. Congratulations to Carrie Underwood. She's going to be spending a lot more time in her home in Tennessee, her home state of Tennessee. Her husband, hockey player Mike Fisher, just got traded to the Nashville Predators.
How about that?
So they're leaving Ottawa. Oh. They're leaving cosmopolitan Ottawa. He used to play for the Sens, and now he is moving to Nashville. So it works out for her. I know she had something to do with it.
She's pulling the string?
She pulled them string someplace.
Is he a good player, Ralph?
Yeah, he's a real good player.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. So congratulations to those guys. Scarlett Johansson keeps denying that she's involved with Sean Penn, but other Hollywood sources are telling a different tale. Us Weekly magazine talked to some insiders that said Scarlett is quite smitten with Sean. Apparently they got together over charity work. Oh, I knew I had to start doing more charity. Rumor has it she reached out to Sean initially because she wanted to visit Haiti for a humanitarian mission, and then quickly developed feelings for Sean while they were working together. So, I can see why. He looks like just a bucket of fun.
He does seem like,
seems like a
blast.
Good time. Sean in Haiti? It's like being in Paris with Sean P. Diddy Combs. It's that kind of excitement. Or just surly lifting of cinder blocks. I can imagine they spend most of their time doing. Sienna Miller and Jude Law have broken up yet again. Apparently she's wasting no time. They say she's got a new boyfriend already. I find that hard to believe.
Oh, what?
She seems like the kind of girl who just likes to sit at home by herself and meditate.
Take some time.
Yeah. Apparently she has grown very close to an actor named Joe Armstrong, who is the co-star in the play she's doing in the West End of London called Flare Path.
That's not really the name of it, though.
That's just the working title.
No, until the play they come is up with something, right? Flare Path.
That's the name of it?
Yes.
Flare Path.
What about Flare Path, don't you understand?
That it's a play?
I saw them at the True, by the way, Flare Path. They were awesome, yeah.
What can that be about? Is it the wacky world of air traffic controllers or what?
I have no idea. But apparently Jude has been hanging out with his ex-wife, Sadie Frost, since the split, and spending a lot more time with his family. Well, that won't last, kids. Don't worry about it. Don't get too used to Dad hanging around. Justin Bieber is bitching that making his documentary movie Never Say Never was just so difficult. Oh, God, I want to hit him in the face with a snow shovel so bad.
Yeah, you don't really want to hear someone complaining at that point, right?
Not when you're 16 and you're a millionaire and you got everything going for you. Look,
think about all the years he's put into getting where he is at, though.
He says that having cameras follow him around every day was absolutely crazy. Drove him mad, having all those cameras documenting his life.
Yeah.
If there's only some way to get around that. There's only some way to not have cameras follow you around and make a documentary about you. Oh, wait a minute. Don't make a documentary about yourself.
Yeah, at some point he said yes, so now we don't want to hear about it.
Every time I see Justin Bieber, I just have to take a breath and close my eyes and go to a good place and know that he's going to be Leif Garrett in about 15 years. That just takes all the sting out of Justin Bieber. Can't wait till he's balding and drug-addled and Dr. Drew is, you know, in a wheelchair trying to help him out at Celebrity Rehab 27. And, you know, he's running off with the, you know, Tia and Maori or one of the other teen stars, and they're just all, you know, trying to drink non-alcoholic beer together. It'll just make me feel better when that happens.
I don't think it's going to be that long.
You don't think so?
No.
Sure time to wait. And Juliana Margulies, star of The Good Wife. You watching The Good Wife, by the way?
Nope. Got no time. Busy.
Good show.
I've heard that.
She is an award-winning actress. Talking about how she doesn't have to exercise to keep her body. Oh. You know what, stars?
Another thing
we don't need to hear from you. We'd like it just for us. Do us a favor and make it seem like it's a big chore to be who you are. That makes us feel better. You got to work out 8 hours a day, and you can only eat like the cotton that comes out of the inside of an aspirin bottle. And just make it seem horrible so we don't covet your life anymore. We don't want to hear that you really don't have to work hard to be thin and good looking.
I'm sure Justin Bieber has problems. I'm sure it's not that hard for her, but if we don't want to hear it, that's all.
We don't hear from Juliana Margulies either. I miss Sarah Shahi.
Me too.
Oh, yeah.
She was here.
Lisa, you watched the show last night, right?
Yes.
How was she?
I like her a lot. The show last night wasn't very good, I didn't think.
I haven't seen the new one yet, but
I
like
it.
That show
and
a lot.
She's awesome.
She's the best.
Yeah.
Where was I? Oh, Sarah Shahi. So I get home last night, and the wife says, "How was your interview with your little girlfriend, Sarah Shahi?" And I said, "She was just as amazing as ever. She's just the best, and I love her. And given the chance, I would leave her for you."
Okay.
And so she says, "Oh, well, that's, you know what? I would leave you for Matt Bomer from the star of, I don't know if you guys watch White Collar or not on USA."
Yeah, I do. That guy's handsome.
He is ridiculously good looking.
Wait, hat-wearing guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get the hat off.
The lead. He looks good in the hat. Yeah, he pulls it off. He's ridiculously handsome.
Right.
He's also, nothing wrong with this, very gay.
Okay.
And I said to my wife, "You really don't know how to play this game, do you?"
It has to be an option.
You can't come back with me with Matt Bomer, who is gay, and say you would leave me for him, because as low as my odds are, yours become even lower at that point.
Yeah, there's no threat there.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. But anyway, I miss Sarah Shahi.
He's not even in the flare path.
He is not in the flare path. Ricky Gervais has a suggestion for who he thinks should replace Steve Carell in the American version of The Office. He's got some say-so because he is an executive producer.
Sure.
And he says he had a meeting with NBC.
Mel Gibson?
About various things and who he suggested should take over. And I think this is a very interesting suggestion. I wonder if they'll follow it.
Can I guess?
Sure, why not?
T-Bone Pickens!
Yes, T-Bone Pickens.
T-Bone Pickens.
Funny man, T-Bone Pickens.
Hey, am I wrong?
Anyone else have a guess who Ricky Gervais thinks would be the good new boss on The Office?
Nick Cannon.
You're usually good at this, Mike. Usually. Until you said Nick Cannon.
I have to remove myself from this because I actually know.
Oh, well, sorry. Wow. I had no idea.
Me too. I have to recuse myself.
Hey, how come I don't know?
Because everybody else was in the room, Kevin, except for you. You were not there at the meeting at NBC.
Who is it, Ralph?
It's Will Arnett, Kevin. Yeah. That's who he suggests would be the a good choice to take over. That's a great choice. As the boss of The Office. I think it would be a good choice. He plays that deadpan, awkward, creepy thing very well.
He's very funny. Mm-hmm.
There'd be a lot going on.
And his show that's on now doesn't look like it's working for him, right?
No, I think he'll have some free time
real soon. That one's going to be gone soon, yeah.
If not already, I think it may have already been canceled.
I think so, too.
Today's celebrity birthdays, actor Taylor Lautner. Sure, you know him best as the wolf boy from Twilight.
Wendell.
But soon you will say, "Oh, Taylor Lautner? Yes, I loved him in Stretch Armstrong."
He's going to be Stretch?
He's going to be Stretch Armstrong. based on the wildly popular toy from 30 years ago, Stretch Armstrong.
Thank God they're making that a movie.
Finally getting around to the big screen version of Stretch Armstrong.
And his power is just stretching?
He stretches.
That's it?
That's what he does.
But that's it.
Well, he stretches.
All right.
Hence the name, Stretch Armstrong. I know.
Is he a ripoff of Mr. Elastic?
He is a ripoff of Plastic Man and Mr. Fantastic.
Mr. Fantastic.
Now, I'm not familiar with Mr. Elastic.
Mr. Fantastic.
Sure
that's who I meant. Yeah.
If he exists, then he is also a ripoff.
You just created
of that
a new superhero,
dude. I can't wait for the movie version of Mr. Elastic. The guy who walks around with really comfortable pants. Kelly Rowland is 30 years old today. Singer actress Brandy, a.k.a. Moesha, is 32 years old today. I'm surprised it's such a tepid bell from Bean. Remember when he used to have
I do love her.
He just had a flare path of passion for Brandy back in the day.
It was out of control.
It burned like the sun. It was such a hot passion.
It was too bright.
I also have. I object to the fact that Brandy gets a bell and Kelly Rowland doesn't.
Yeah, word.
Good point. Okay. You know,
your mother.
Brandy lost a little luster for me because she seemed so bitchy on Dancing with the Stars, plus all those people she killed on the 405.
Wow. You kill a few people in a multi-car accident, and all of a sudden, you lose the luster.
Right.
Mike Shinoda of Linkin Park is 34 years old today. Jennifer Aniston celebrates her 42nd birthday alone today. Sheryl Crow is 49. Screen legend Burt Reynolds is 75 years old. Whatever happened to Burt Reynolds? Didn't he used to be a big movie star?
Sure
Yeah,
did.
He was a long time ago.
He was. And it seemed like he was had a little bit of a career comeback. Remember when he did Boogie Nights? Everybody said, nominate this dude for an Oscar. He's returned to form. He once again is a great actor.
Yeah.
And then he kind of fell off the radar again. I wonder if one of his toupees ate him. And Tina Louise, you may not know that name, but if you ever watched a rerun of Gilligan's Island, you remember her as Ginger, the movie star who had the wherewithal to pack 47 ball gowns in her luggage for a 3-hour tour.
That was smart.
It was smart of her because you never know when you're going to need a gown on a desert island. She is 77 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk showbiz.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 8 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Welcome to Friday on the Kevin and Bean Show. If you're a Jersey Shore fan, we got a double dose for you today because LaQuisha reviews last night's episode on MTV. That's coming up later on in the show. And we'll actually talk to a member of the Jersey Shore. JWoww is going to be joining us in about a half an hour or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Plus, we got the Kevin and Bean Singles Party. Love on the Rocks is going to be happening tomorrow night in Hollywood. We got your final chance to win tickets for that. It's Friday. That means Ralph has the movie bee. And we'll also talk to people who were fired, but they went out in a blaze of glory. Maybe they even knew that they were going to lose their job for what they had planned. But it was worth it because it was a good way to go.
Well, when you're miserable in your job and then you start thinking, wow, it would be so much better if I didn't have this job. I don't care about my bills. I don't care about money. I don't care about anything else. I just want to not have this job. And then some people actually formulate a plan and they do something to get fired so that they don't have to work there anymore. And that was me and a lot of other people. And we're going to take your calls a little bit later on this morning. Plus, we're going to talk to LA Times music critic Ann Powers about Sunday's Grammys. What we can expect.
I'm looking forward to the Grammys. And now that Bob Dylan has been added to the acts that are performing, Kevin, I know that you are with me in also looking forward to it.
What's happening with that? is Muhammad Ali going to come out and box too? I mean, come on.
Bob Dylan's last three albums have been nominated for Album of the Year for the Grammys. I mean, the guy is still making incredibly vital music.
Incredibly vital. Come on.
Absolutely. He's still making great records.
If he wasn't Bob Dylan but put out this album, people would go, wow, this blows.
No, not true. Not true. He's still a terrific artist. He really is.
But you can't understand a word he says.
Well, there is that.
Well, that's important.
Anyway, we do have the Grammy preview with the LA Times music critic coming up in just 3 minutes. We're about 20 to 30 seconds away from talking to the beautiful Brooklyn Decker, who we're very excited about.
Any creepiness out of your system right now.
I don't know why you even say that.
Because you're creepy with every hot chick.
Untrue. We had Minka Kelly on the other day, and I was completely respectable, and I'm going to be very respectful to Miss Decker as well, because I love her so much, and I insist she loves me too. You know her best as the cover model for the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. She's also got a fascinating profile piece on the new Esquire, too, and she has the cover there as well. And you can see her in the new movie with Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston called Just Go With It. It opens everywhere today. Ladies and gentlemen, Brooklyn Decker on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi.
How are you, my dear?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Very good. Thank you.
We're doing fine. I mean, is this your first movie? Are you coming out of the gate with Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston?
It's crazy, right? Yes, it is my first movie. I am still pinching myself, even though we filmed it a year ago. I'm so excited. It's my first film with them.
Now, did you choose it because it was filming in Hawaii and you could be in a swimsuit?
That's the only reason I chose the movie.
All right.
Not for Jen, not for Adam. I only wanted to shoot in one. No, I actually love, let's be honest, you know, I had never done a movie before, so it's not like I could actually be choosy. But I got very lucky with this role because it actually, our movie, we have Nicole Kidman in it as well, and we have three really strong, funny female parts. So I kind of wanted to get in on that and be a part of that. So, yeah, that's why I chose this role.
It's amazing to me, though, because usually when you're a new actor or actress, even when you're somebody who's already pretty well known like you were, Brooklyn, usually you start with a very small part. I mean, just to kind of get your feet wet. But you look like you are co-starring in this movie from the way the thing is being advertised. I mean, it looks like you've got a pretty significant part.
I do, which is surprising. And I actually didn't realize how big it was going to be until I got into the project. And yeah, I mean, I'm just really lucky that Adam kind of threw me a bone with this one and really kind of took a chance on me because, I mean, let's be honest, it's my first movie. I could have been awful. So he really kind of trusted me, and he made me audition for it about five times. I had to do the table read.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of...
I'm sorry, Brooklyn. I'm sorry. We're not sure. You're just going to come back and read for the swimsuit part again.
No, they did. And then I didn't have to, you know, they didn't make me try on any swimsuits, thank goodness. But yeah, I had to read for it five times and then did the table read. So, you know, a lot went into it. And then luckily, you know, Adam was kind enough to kind of take a risk with me. So yeah, it was hopefully when the audience watches it, they'll think he made the right choice.
Now, you know that you're now in every Adam Sandler movie for life, right?
That's true. He does get a posse and then keep bringing him back. That's absolutely true.
Yeah, no, he does do that. I definitely, you're right. He does do that. So if he'll have me back, I would work with him again in a heartbeat.
There you go.
I told him, I said, Adam, I will clean your toilets because you gave me the TV. So really, whatever you need. Being an assistant, if you want me to be your dog walker on your next film, call me. I'll be there. Done.
He should take you up on the toilet cleaning thing. That'd be awesome.
Just because it'd be funny. Just because he could, that way he could call Kevin James on the phone and you're never going to guess what's going on at my house. All right. Let me ask you this. This is the voice of the beautiful Brooklyn Decker on the Kevin Bean Show talking about her new film called Just Go With It opening today. I have to ask you this because are you a person who grew up, I guess, in Ohio, right, who always wanted to be in the movies? Or is this something you thought, hey, now that I'm well known as a model, this is a great opportunity. I can try this. What's your level of passion for acting?
I honestly never wanted to. It was never a goal of mine. I grew up in North Carolina. I was born in Ohio. I grew up in North Carolina. And so that was never a realistic thing. People don't go to Hollywood from North Carolina very much. And so I actually wanted to be a veterinarian. I wanted to take care of animals. And, you know, I started modeling. It was very lucky and then kind of got into that. And then, to be honest, I didn't go to college, and I was feeling kind of dumbed down for not having any education. And I had graduated high school and moved to New York. And so a way for me to kind of learn without actually going to classes because I was traveling too much was to take acting classes and work with a coach. So I worked with an acting coach for a long time, really just so I could read scripts and kind of just stimulate my mind a little bit in a different way. And that's kind of how I fell into it, was really kind of a thirst for learning. And then I've been auditioning for things for a long time. Everyone thinks this is a new thing. It's not. I just got rejected for years, so no one has really seen me in anything. I auditioned for a lot of things, and then once I started working, I really fell in love with it, and now I can say I'm very passionate about it.
Yeah. By the way, it's funny to hear you talk about being rejected for years. Aren't you still only 23 years old?
I am, but I have been getting rejected for about 4 years in the acting world. So
wow.
Everyone's like, oh, this is so exciting, it's brand new, and I'm thinking you have no idea. And if those audition tapes come to surface, I am going to cry myself.
If anyone has one of those audition tapes, please send it in, as we would like to see that.
How do you like living in New York City?
I like it. You know, I
I like it, she lied.
I live in Brooklyn, which is wonderful. I love being in Brooklyn. It's separate from the city. But to be honest, I grew up in North Carolina, and I want something quiet. So I like to consider my home Austin. I am there part-time, Austin, Texas.
Right.
So that's really where I consider home. But New York, if I have to be here for work, Brooklyn is a really nice place to be.
Well, I will tell you, and the guys are going to make fun of me for this question, but when I read your Esquire piece and saw that you had an English bulldog back home in Texas that's not living with you in New York, I thought, I don't know how you're able to do that. How do you be away from your dog?
No, it's so hard, but she really is. I only spent 4 weeks in New York last year, so I don't spend a ton of time in New York because I'm usually on location shooting, and when I'm on location, she comes with me. So
awesome.
You know, she's really a traveling puppy, and she, you know, she's like a diva world traveler dog, and
sure.
She goes with me on set, and she hangs out in my trailer, so she's living a pretty good life, but yeah, it is very hard when I'm away from her to be away, because she's like a kid, you know? My dog is like my child.
Like so a fat kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how's married life? You're relative newlywed, I guess, a year or something like that. How you like that?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's definitely grounding, which I think is important in this crazy business that I've thrown myself into.
I don't get the people that get married at 22 years old, Brooklyn. I don't understand what the rush is.
That was me. No, you know, I totally get where you're coming from. And it, you know, if my friends around me were doing the same thing, I'd probably give the same advice you just did. But, you know, I've been on my own for now almost 6 years. So I feel like that sort of requires you to grow up a lot. And also, you know, I grew up in the South and I grew up in a family. My mom and my dad, you know, they were married when she was 19 and they're still together. And that's the same with my husband's parents. So, you know, when you grow up around it, it's not that far of a stretch to kind of do the same thing yourself.
Good for you.
But yeah.
Brooklyn Decker is on the phone with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We just have a moment left. Just Go With It is the movie opening up everywhere today. Kevin, we've got a clip to play from the film. What are we going to hear here?
I don't know.
All right, let's please enjoy.
That's a good question. I'm sorry.
I could not stand to be without you. Uh-oh. Is this him? I see the Colonel Von Generous right here in front of me.
Okay. I'm confused right now.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I have not introduced myself. We have talked on the phone. But I am Sir Dolph Lundgren, Devlin's man friend / love monkey.
You know, I think this is so great of all of you, so mature. You know, I would have loved if my parents had done something.
I know.
They got divorced.
Oh, well, yeah, that's why I was thinking we should have the man come. This is, I'm glad.
It's important for the children to see us as a unit.
What the hell is going on in this movie?
I know. It's crazy. It's so insane. We have Adam who fakes a marriage to pick up chicks. I meet him. He has to convince me he's getting a divorce. He hires his fake wife, Jennifer Aniston, to basically convince me they're getting a divorce to go to Hawaii. Dolph Lundgren is her boyfriend. It's absurd and it's so much fun. And we poke fun at plastic surgery. Kevin Nealon, a great comedian with a great actor, would sit in 6 hours of makeup to get this crazy plastic surgery face. So we have a lot of really kind of fun bits in this movie.
Sounds like fun. Just Go With It. It's opening everywhere. Brooklyn Decker on the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks a lot for joining us. We really enjoyed
Thanks,
talking to you.
Guys.
Thank you. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 26 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Minutes away from talking to JWoww from the Jersey Shore coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, though, why are you hating on this congressman, Kevin, just because he's a fun, fit, classy guy? I mean, what's wrong with that? What's your problem with Christopher Lee?
Christopher Lee is a dumbass.
How dare you?
He's a dumbass. He's a Republican congressman. From the 26th District in New York, and he was on Craigslist in the Women Seeking Men section. Mm-hmm. And he responded to some ads with some pictures of himself shirtless, you know, posing so that the woman could see his muscles.
Because he's fun, fit, and classy, that's why.
This all happened in like, what was it, being like 3 hours time? The whole story happened.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. He went on Craigslist. And by the way, the only reason this is a story is, well, I guess any congressman puts up a topless photo of himself from his bathroom, it's going to make news. But he happens to be married with a kid, was misrepresenting himself, using the same name but given a different age, different occupation, and basically tried to hook up with this woman on Craigslist. Turns out he's married. Initially, his camp said, no, that wasn't us, or our account was hacked. But then when there was so much overwhelming evidence, he ended up resigning. I mean, this story broke on Wednesday at like noon, and by 3 o'clock, he was out of office. It was unbelievable how bad. But we had so many questions for ex-Congressman Lee, because how do you use your own picture in your real name? How do you not expect you're going to get caught? You're using your actual email address that you use for other business. So we thought producer Alex can get the congressman on the phone, because what's he doing now? He's got no job. And he joins us now maybe to answer some of these questions for us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hello, Congressman.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Yeah,
Kevin and Bean here.
How are you doing?
Really good.
Yeah. Oh. You want some tickets to the gun show? I got the front row seat, fellas.
You are. Are you? You're working out right now, are you, sir?
No, I'm just relaxing at home.
I see.
Right over there.
You don't
right over there, and like again over there.
You're posing every time you point.
And
you?
Over here, and I'm relaxing over here.
Right.
And over here.
You don't sound like somebody who's upset that they just got out of Congress.
Because I'm a fit, fun, classy guy.
That's what I understand. Yeah.
I don't sweat the details.
Right. Well.
I don't sweat the little things. And you know what? They're all little things.
Here's the thing about sweating the little things. You're married with a kid. You said you were...
That's what I said. I don't sweat the little things.
Right.
Marriage, children.
Right. Okay. But you said you were you were getting divorced, and that you used your real name, you used your Facebook account, you used your Google that's tied to your Facebook. You were trying to get caught.
No, I was not.
Well, then you're an idiot.
I'm a fit, fun, classy guy, first of all.
All right. Right. Understood.
I never said I was a smart guy.
Right.
Right. But how do you be smart enough to run for Congress and win and then do something so obviously transparent as this? I mean, it looks like you're trying to get caught.
Listen, I'm a complex man.
Nope.
Okay. Uh-huh. Got a lot of layers.
Yeah.
And when right. you look like this.
We can't see you posing.
You just can't keep yourself to one woman. Are you right? Are you with me, ladies? Are you with me, ladies? Hey, is that a girl I hear laughing?
It is.
That's our friend Lisa, yes.
Hey, what's your name?
Lisa.
Lisa, yeah. Hey, Lisa. Hey, how you doing? I'm 39 years old. I'm divorced. I'm a lobbyist.
Nope, you're 46, married, and you're a congressman or a word. Now, Congressman, let me ask you this. How's this new information going over at home? What's the wife saying about it?
I got to be quite honest with you. She understands yes. that I'm a lot of man.
She understands
that when you have a vascular wall like I have, yeah. there's no way you could possibly just be with one woman.
So she's cool with it?
She knows I belong to the world.
Right. right.
I can't uh-huh. just be, I can't, I'm a tiger. I can't be tamed.
Right. So she's cool with it?
No, not at all. She threw me out of the house. But if you know anything about me, you know my voting record. I'm a big supporter of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Right.
And that's what I'd like to do in my own personal life. Don't ask me what my real age is and don't tell my wife.
Yeah. Okay, I think that makes a lot of sense.
But this Craigslist broad didn't understand that. Didn't understand the rules.
Well, I think what happened is, as on Craigslist, when you made contact with her, she said, hey, let's find out if this guy's for real. And she just Googled you, and it wasn't that hard to figure out that everything you told her was a lie.
Yeah, why'd you have to do that? Why'd you have to Google me? Because I am for real. All she had to do was look at that picture. She could tell I was for real.
Because she's on Craigslist.
I was real hot. I was real buff. That's all she needed to know.
Right.
Oh, peck deck.
So you're fun, fit, classy, and now homeless, it sounds like, huh?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because I'm pumped.
Because you're pumped, yeah.
And that's what really matters.
That's your yeah. swole.
How just good do you look in the bathroom mirror, fellas?
Yeah. Just live at the gym. I got you.
Oh, wow. Blew something out.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. About 20 minutes from right now, we'll give you your final chance to get in to join us for the Kevin and Bean Love on the Rock singles party. It's going to be happening in Hollywood tomorrow night. So about 20 minutes from right now, if you're 21 and up, we are going to be looking for you. In fact, you've got time, if you're selected for the party, to get prepped by reading JWoww's new book, The Rules According to JWoww, Shore-Tested Secrets on Landing a Mint Guy, Staying Fresh to Death, and Kicking the Competition to the Curb. It is available in stores and online everywhere right now. JWoww from the Jersey Shore joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, JWoww.
What's going on, guys?
Thanks a lot for joining us. So, congratulations. I mean, 2 years ago, if somebody had come up to you and said you're going to be a best-selling author, you probably wouldn't have believed that, right?
No, not a million years.
You didn't grow up wanting to write a book, right?
No, but when I developed the fans, I really wanted to give them advice on what not to do and be caught in a situation like myself when I had the bad breakup on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you had the bad breakup on TV. I mean, it's a terrible way to live, you know, and there are a lot of disadvantages and advantages, I guess, to being in the public eye like you are. But, I mean, you must have gotten so much advice from so many people who had an opinion on every single thing you did with that whole relationship with your man.
Yes. And, you know, I knew from the beginning it wasn't going to work out. But, yeah, as a girl, you kind of just stay with someone for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
That's what, you know, we tend to do. And I never thought the breakup would be that bad. I knew it was coming, but not that bad.
Now, right. You talk about living in the house with the guys, and you say, I now understand much more about what makes men tick. I thank my housemates for giving me an up-close personal view of the male species. Nothing personal, but that's like me saying, like, if I go to a short bus school, now I understand what makes women tick. I mean, that's a little, like, that group doesn't represent all men. You know that, right?
No. You know what it does, though?
It does.
It's watching the women that react to them. That's what I learned from them. Like what guys say after girls leave, or what girls do to try and get with my roommates.
Yeah.
That's what I see, and that's what I learned from. But there's advice to my guy friends that are more low-key and everything, but it's more or less what, you know, all... Generally, all guys, you know, tend to talk once a hookup leaves.
Sure.
And I just, you know, happen to be there.
Of course, yeah. Look, I watched the show, JWoww, and I never want to date again after I see the show. I haven't seen last night yet. I got on the TiVo, but I sometimes think that the world should be sterilized after watching what goes on in the Jersey Shore house. It's a ridiculous group. It's like a petri dish in there. I mean, everybody hooks up with everybody.
Yeah, look at it. Like, if you're in your 20s and you're with seven friends, how are you going to react for 2 months?
Same.
Yeah.
You're just gonna go for it. You're just gonna have a blast, right? Now, refresh my memory. Who have you hooked up with in the Jersey Shore house?
Just Paulie.
Way back. And has the situation must drive him crazy that you're easily the hottest chick in the house, and in many cases the hottest chick on the shore. Yet he can't get with you. How do you handle that?
Me and Mike joke about that a couple of times, but I think for me, I'm past that with all the guys in the house, and you know, it's just it'd be creepy. It's like hooking up with a cousin or brother.
Yeah, yeah.
And plus, we're not that good looking to each other anymore because we've seen each other at our worst. We live with each other. It kind of becomes like a frat party, type surrounding where everyone's living in the same dorm.
Yeah, that's an excellent point.
Now, you give tips on girls on how to drink. Don't drink on a empty stomach, all that kind of stuff. You do have one heading that says stop drinking if you vomit. And that's not, now, to me, like, that's the whole tip. But then you have a whole paragraph of expose about what it.
Well, you know what, though? When I was writing it, when I was, talking about this, too, it's such common sense and it seems funny, but people do it, and I don't get it. The guys, too, they'll just, get sick or, their world is spinning like Ron does all the time, and they'll keep drinking.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems
it's
like
bad,
the...
But it's, it's common sense, but also, it's such common sense that people still don't grasp it, and I'd have to, actually put it down in the book. There are, such easy guidelines in there that... I shouldn't have to put in there, but, some people need to.
I'll give you an example of that, of common sense, easy tips. Body language, if you're interested. Number one, lick your lips.
Good. That's good advice. Yeah. Good advice.
Women freak out.
Number two, twirl your hair. And number three is suck on your straw. Now, I'd like to suggest if you can't get a guy's attention without sucking on your straw, he's either blind or doesn't want you.
That's it. I mean, if girls kind of tense up and don't know what to do, take it to that level of flirtation. I mean,
see, that's weird for us to hear because it seems like it's the easiest thing in the world for a girl. All she has to do is say hi. Guys have to.
But you got to think of the average girl.
Yeah, the average girl could just say
hi. Girl doesn't. I mean, grasp those concepts. I don't even know how to explain it. And all the fans that are buying the book and they love the tips and stuff. And I'm so you don't know how to do things like that? And I had a bunch of girls come up and say that, oh, I didn't know you should do that if a guy likes you or, what I mean? So
many of your fans are stupid. That's what we're looking for. essentially, like you said, you're giving them common sense.
No, common sense and stupid are two different things.
Yeah, you're right about that. All right. Listen, we're almost out of time. How long do you think the Jersey Shore is going to go? How many seasons do you think you guys have in you?
I think five.
You think five more seasons? Wow.
Five total?
Five total.
Okay. All right. Got it. And when do you leave for Italy?
Not sure.
All
don't right. know okay. when or don't know where.
All right. Good times. Well, it's a phenomena, and now you're joining Snooki on the bestseller list with your new book called The Rules According to J-Wow, available everywhere. Did you write more of your book, or did she write more of her book, by the way? How much help did you guys get?
Actually, mine was structured out by Cheryl. I wrote the whole entire thing, but I just didn't know how to put a book together.
Okay, and Cheryl Burke is the person that wrote it?
She's the one that gridlined it, and she was just really a great assistant to me. I am not sure about Nicole.
Gotcha. All right. J-Wow, we know you got a busy day. We'll let you go. Thank you for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show. We enjoyed talking to you. Stay hot, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay,
I don't want to hear Bina say stay hot.
Stay hot. That's all she's got.
Oh.
Love on the Rocks, just above the Roxy on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood, is where we will all be tomorrow night here with the Kevin and Bean Show. It's our latest singles party. Ralph, you had a great idea for a phone-in topic for this, the final day of accepting applications for people who want to join us, 21 and up. What are we looking for this time around?
I was thinking it would be interesting to hear from people about grand romantic gestures. If you're a girl, what is the biggest thing a guy's ever done to get your attention or to ask you out? Something really beyond the pale. Just something that is spectacularly either horrible or awful or something that really stood out. If you're a guy and you've loved this girl from afar, what was the thing you finally did to try to let her know how you felt? There must be some amazing grand gestures out there. It always made me think of our buddy Kevin Smith, who said that he was dating this girl and he really wanted to impress her. So he was waiting outside of the pharmacy where she worked for her to get off of work. And when she came out, there was just a note on her windshield of her car that said, "Look up." And standing on the roof of the pharmacy where she worked was Kevin Smith in a Batman shirt with his coat spread open wide like it was a cape. Like he was Batman on top of the roof. He thought that would be so cool.
I forget the end of the story. Did it work?
She was not that impressed.
Not
impressed.
Oh, really? Well, that was a grand gesture, though.
Or you have people who say, you know, will you go out with me? They put it up on the Jumbotron at some sporting event, and usually right. It goes horribly wrong when the camera comes on them and she slaps him in the face or something. So.
Or you get yourself a Peter Gabriel album, put on a boombox, and go stand out inside of her house. You know,
yeah,
you can try that
anything,
too.
To say
sometimes
anything
that works.
Exactly.
All right. So grand gestures is what we're looking for. Give us an opportunity to talk to you a little bit, get a feel for your personality. 1-800-520-1067. You're 21 and up. You're single. You can make it tomorrow night. You can call right now. We'll talk to you after the top of the hour. Now Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Friday. Kevin and Bean Show, what's going on?
Poor Darcy Retzky.
Who's that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he played for the Kings for all those years, Kevin. I thought
you
would know.
That's Wayne Gretzky.
Oh!
That is not
never
the same.
Mind. I'm not interested in this story anymore. No, it turns out the former Smashing Pumpkins bassist was arrested Tuesday morning and thrown in jail in St. Joseph, Michigan. And you do not want to do time in St. Joe, baby. That is hard time. Apparently, she has failed to show up for court four times to face the heinous charges of animals running at large.
What?
Apparently, she's got horses on her property, and they escaped and were running around the neighborhood, and the neighbors complained to police. And so she was cited for animals running at large, the most heinous of all crimes in Barron County.
slow crime month in Barron County.
I'm guessing.
A lot of extra officers.
St. Joe's doesn't get a lot of murders there, I'm guessing. So she didn't show up to court. She skipped out on the court dates four times, and so they showed up and threw her in jail.
They're not fans of that, it turns out.
Turns out they're not. When they ask you to come to court, they really expect you to show up. She will be let out of jail on Monday, they say. So,
not a flattering mugshot. I don't know if you've had a chance to see it or not, Ralph, but it's not a good look for Darcy.
I have not seen her mugshot yet.
Most mugshots are not flattering.
I have seen the mugshots of the horses, however, and they look fine. They look confused, but they look pretty handsome. That's all I know.
What did I do? They're asking.
Congratulations, Justin Bieber. It's official. USA Today announces that he has just sold his 1,000,000th bottle of nail polish.
What?
You know, Justin Bieber's got his own line of nail polish.
No.
Come on, Kevin. Get with it.
He does.
Where you been, Kevin?
Come on. All the kids are painting their fingers with Justin Bieber nail polish.
Was this in the news?
Yes. Just sold its 1,000,000th bottle. That's a lot of nail polish.
That's successful.
In fact, it's out of stock in almost all stores nationwide. But don't worry. A triple order has been shipped out. It will be arriving in stores soon.
All right. Does Bean have the Justin Bieber fingernail
shade,
polish?
Every shade.
Every shade.
You know that. Yes. And he doesn't paint his nails with it, if you know what I'm saying. The only multicolored. Jack White. We talked about him earlier in the week. He, of course, has split up with his hideous drummer. And the White Stripes will no longer be working together, but it doesn't keep Jack from producing work. In fact, he worked on an album with Danger Mouse. It's going to be released on May the 17th. The CD is called Rome, and apparently it is described as soundtrack music from a non-existent spaghetti western movie.
I'm in.
That's our boy Jack, isn't it? Isn't that our boy Jack?
He's so bizarre.
Now he's writing music for movies that don't exist. He's just the best.
He's crazy.
May 17th, you can pick that up if you're so inclined. And Taboo of the Black Eyed Peas has written a new book.
Oh, great.
Called Fallen Up, My Story.
He's the other black guy, right? He's the guy who's not Will I Am?
No, he is the...
He's the Asian guy?
He's not Asian, actually. He is...
What is he?
He's Mexican.
Okay.
His actual name is Jaime Luis Gomez. Grew up on the streets of East L.A. East Los.
Nice.
Orle.
And all I know is when the Super Bowl halftime show started, I recognized Will I Am and I recognized Fergie, and I had no idea who the other two were. I had no knowledge whatsoever of the rest of the Black Eyed Peas.
You don't know about Taboo?
I don't. I'm sorry. I just have not been paying attention.
Pick up his new book.
All right.
Fallen
What's going
up,
on there?
My Story. Talks about his struggle with drugs and alcohol addiction. how he beat all of that until he performed at the Super Bowl and then needed a real stiff drink after that. The V in love wouldn't light up, and they sounded like crap, and he just went back and just fixed and drank.
That's a quick turnaround on
a great
book.
That'd be a great closing chapter for the book, but you know, apparently he's still sober, so congratulations. Bean, you'll be happy. No, the other blind guy, the other black guy in that band is blind.
What?
Yes.
What?
No way.
Apple to App?
Is blind?
Is blind.
You're kidding.
He's legally blind.
He's the only one who enjoyed that halftime show.
Oh, how dare you, sir.
No, he can hear.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
He didn't get to enjoy the visual feast that was Tron the Musical.
Yeah, I didn't know that at all. Apparently, I know nothing about the Black Eyed Peas except they suck.
You don't know all the important facts about the Black Eyed Peas.
I guess not.
But now you do. Now you've been clued in. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Right. Tina Louise. She was Ginger on Gilligan's Island for all those years, 77 years old
now,
today.
Did she become a recluse after that show? It seemed like she just vanished from the world after Gilligan's Island.
She became unemployed after that show. That's why she sort of disappeared. Yeah. She actually worked quite a bit in the 70s doing episodic television, things like that. But she has since fallen out of the public eye, as has the whole cast, really. Right. Dawn Wells, you see. Marianne, you see her from time to time.
Well, she's
up
also
and doing
77.
Stuff. She is. Doesn't have to work forever. She can retire. I think she married well. I think she's comfortable financially.
Gotcha.
Burt Reynolds is 75 years old today. He, of course, was the professor on Gilligan's Island. No, he wasn't.
I don't think so.
Sheryl Crow's 49. Jennifer Aniston's 42. Mike Shinoda of Linkin Park. He's the rapist in Linkin Park, right?
He's the rapper.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. My bad. He's 34. Brandy, a.k.a. Moesha, is 32. Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Child turns 30 years old. And actor Taylor Lautner. He's 19 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Tomorrow night, we want you to join us. We are going to be on the rocks. It's just above the Roxy in Hollywood. DJ Omar Khan is going to be spinning there. It's the latest Kevin Amin singles party. It's called Love on the Rocks. Hit it, Steve.
Love on the Rocks with Kevin and Bean. One guy is stupid, the other one's mean. If you're alone, come to the party and bone someone new.
Good advice. The party is brought to you by New Line Cinema's hilarious new comedy called Hall Pass, 1 week, no rules. It opens everywhere February 25th, starring Owen Wilson and the beautiful Jenna Fisher. Also, while we're there, Kevin, don't forget, we're going to be videotaping folks with them telling us why they want to spend New Year's 2012, that's New Year's into 2012, in Sydney, Australia. We'll put the finalist videos up at kevinandbean.com starting Monday, and then listeners can vote for their favorite.
Here's a tip for those of you that are interested in doing that. Go early. Because you've started drinking, you're not really going to convince very many people that you need to go.
That is excellent advice. All right, 21 and up, you're single, you can make it tomorrow night, 1-800-520-1067. Describe again for folks just joining us what it is we are looking for this time around.
The biggest romantic gestures, grand romantic gestures, the biggest thing you did for someone or someone did for you.
Okay.
Let's start with Gabe, as I believe he might be the biggest. Hey, Gabe.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Gabe.
What'd you do?
Okay, so I made a papier-mâché birthday cake, and I hid inside of it in front of my girlfriend's house, waiting for her to open it up, and I was going to pop out and give her a birthday card, and she just walked right by it.
What?
Wait.
A giant fake birthday cake?
Yeah.
And she was already your girlfriend?
Yeah, I was really young. This was back in high school, and I was kind of really smitten, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, she just walked right by it. It was really cold. It was early in the morning. And then her mom saw me, like, you know, pick it up and put it in my truck.
Oh, that's so sad. How long were you inside the cake?
Well, I knew what time she went to work, so I kind of got there, like, a half an hour early. So probably about a half an hour, 35 minutes.
But wait, she didn't even say, she didn't even slow down?
Honestly, I couldn't see. I just heard her walk by, but I'm pretty sure I don't think she saw it.
Did you think, should I go now? Should I go now? Maybe I should go now.
I kind of wanted her to, like, look at it and maybe, like, move it around, and then I was going to pop out. So
of course,
It failed
all right,
miserably.
When you caught up with her later, didn't work in the morning, but when you caught up with her later and discussed what happened, was she moved by it? Did it have the desired effect anyway?
Well, I tried to play it off like it didn't happen, but then, you know, and not say anything. And then she was like, my mom said she saw you.
You can't play it off like it didn't happen. She walked right by it.
It's embarrassing, you know?
Oh, by the way, I just like to say, Gabe sounds like a super nice dude. What do you think, Lisa?
He does. I like him. I like Gabe.
That's a lot of effort, too.
Yeah.
All right, hang on. I don't have any idea how many people we're looking for this time around, so we'll put you on hold, and they'll deal with you in the other room, but I'm voting for you, Gabe. Thank you so much for the call. All right, let's try Karen. She's on line three, joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show, again, talking about the singles party, Love on the Rocks, tomorrow night. Hi, Karen. Thanks for calling.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I had a guy I'd only known a couple of weeks, and it was right before Valentine's Day, and he wanted me to go out with him. So he went beyond ridiculous and sent me about 7 or 8 bouquets a day for 2 weeks straight to my work and my house.
Wow.
And if that wasn't bad enough, he sent me love notes, love letters, all done in calligraphy, and he sent them to cities in all over America that were like Love, Nevada, or Valentine, Arkansas, so they would be postmarked at those cities.
And this was after you'd only been dating him for 2 or 3 weeks he was doing all this.
I only went on one date with him.
Oh my God. Wow. Wow. And that's a tiny bit of overkill, right, Karen?
Just a bit of desperation.
Straight out of the stalker handbook, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, that would be scary. That gets scary really fast.
That level is ridiculous.
So how did he take it when you told him to stop?
Oh, he was fine.
My family, my friends at work were like worried for me because they didn't think that was normal behavior. So he finally just gave up.
It isn't normal behavior. All right. Well, you're lucky. All right.
All right. Sounds awesome, Karen. Thank you very much for calling. Hang on. We'll try to hook you up with some tickets. All right. Let's try Dave. Dave's on line four on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're talking about grand romantic gestures, whether they worked or not. Hi, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's up?
What is going on, guys? Listen to you every morning. You guys are sick.
Thank you, sir. What'd you do?
All right, so basically, I was in college with all my bros. We were at a Mexican restaurant, and, you know, I was eating one of those corn chips that was on the table.
Yeah.
Hostess was totally flirting with me with her eyes, looking at her back and forth. I got to say something. So right before we left, took a permanent marker and wrote my name and phone number on the corn chip. Went up to her as we were leaving, handed her the chip, and I said, hey, if this chip isn't too crunchy, why don't you give me a call sometime? And she kind of laughed, and I think she was kind of surprised, and ended up calling me, and we went out a couple times.
No way! That worked, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I thought, you know, I don't know, I thought she maybe either heat it or crumble and throw it away, but she kind of hung on to it and called me.
Wow. Dave, how come you sound like Kevin in Vegas after an all-nighter?
How dare you?
Doesn't he? He's like, hey, Karen, he's really good.
So this is your grandest gesture ever?
He wrote his number
on
a chip.
Corn chip? I am not impressed, Dave.
Not impressed. Wow, look at that. He thought he was thinking outside the box.
Well, I guess.
Maybe I'm just a hopeless romantic.
Oh, wow.
Well, or maybe you're just hopeless. All right, thank you for the call. Listen, we're out of time for on air. We're going to continue to screen off the air. So this is it, right? We're done with the tickets to the party? We don't need any more emails or anything like that? This is the end, right?
This is it, yeah. I mean, when we say this is it, you know what
we mean. This is it.
That's what we're talking about, yeah.
Party will be tomorrow night.
This is it. And when I say this is it, it really means this is it. This is it. I mean, this is really it. This is the final curtain call. This is it. And when I say this is it, it really means this is it.
Right. Ralph has the movie beat coming up next on the Kevin.
Deny my
dear. Hey, if you want to hang out with those guys, Mumford and Sons, tomorrow night, we have them at the Grand Museum. At LA Live, keep listening. You can score tickets every half hour from the world famous K-Rock. Or go to krock.com for details. It is 7:25.
Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. That means Ralph is here, and it's time for the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Welcome to my world.
A lot of movies opening this weekend, a lot of films to get to, so let's jump right in, shall we? Opening up this weekend for the kids and for the kid in all of us, really, is Gnomeo and Juliet. See, it's about garden gnomes. So it's Gnomeo and Juliet. They're in love. The two garden gnomes are in love. It's Gnomeo and Juliet.
They're alive. And they're
They come to life love. And they're in love. Will they be able to find love amongst the world of pink lawn flamingos and other things that stand in the way of their love? Like Romeo and Juliet? But it's not Romeo and Juliet. It's Gnomeo and Juliet. When did they start making movies out of our Would You Like to Take It Back file? When did that happen? When did that get the big budget treatment? It sounds like something Mike would say in the back of the room. Say, yeah, that guy's like a gnome. Is he Gnomeo and Juliet?
And then everyone would
say,
beat him.
Take that back.
Right.
But now they make a movie out of it instead. Yeah. Here's a scene between Emily Blunt, who's the voice of Juliet in the film, and James McAvoy, the voice of Gnomeo. They are playing out the famous balcony scene.
Oh, Gnomeo. Gnomeo, are we really doomed, Gnomeo, to never see each other again? Why must you wear a blue hat? Why couldn't it be red like my father, or green like a leprechaun, or purple like some weird guy? I mean, what's in a gnome? Because you're blue, my father sees red, and because I'm red, I'm feeling blue. Oh, at any rate, that shouldn't be the thing to keep us apart, should it?
No, no, it shouldn't. I couldn't have said it better myself.
See, it's like Romeo and Juliet.
Wait,
only so they're gnomes.
It's the wrong color hat.
It's like the Capulets and the Montagues.
Right.
And her only father. It's hats.
What, this will probably do well because it seems like there hasn't been a big kids movie in a while. But beyond that, what else you got?
Well, I got Cedar Rapids.
Yay.
Movie was a big hit at Sundance Film Festival. A comedy starring Ed Helms from The Office, also co-starring Anne Heche and John C. Reilly and Rob Corddry. Ed Helms plays Tim Lippy, who is a small-time insurance salesman from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, who goes to an annual insurance convention. He's sort of a virgin to these events, and he finds himself under the wing of three convention veterans who show him how to get hammered and do all kinds of wildly appropriate things while they're staying at the hotel for the convention. The trailer looks hilarious. It was a smash hit, as I mentioned, at Sundance. Here's a scene featuring Ed Helms just simply ordering a drink at the convention.
Shots! Let's do it! What do you want, guys?
Jaeger time!
Jaeger for me.
Twist my arm. Grambuie.
Lippy?
I'm a non-drinker.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Timbo, you gotta strap on a set of gourds, all right?
Come on, one won't kill you. Jeez, okay.
Cream sherry. Cream sherry? You're insane! That's the craziest thing I've ever heard! This one's weird!
Cream sherry. John C. Reilly just makes me laugh. At
He's awesome.
He does.
He's funny and everything, too.
This is a limited release, but it certainly looks like it's worth seeking out in your area. Cedar Rapids is the name of the film. The Eagle also opens this weekend. Channing Tatum is a Roman warrior who lost his father's special golden eagle. So he's got to go out on the other side of the wall to the no man's lands to recapture the eagle.
Are you writing this as you go?
So that his father's pride will be restored and the Roman Empire will be strong because they will take back the eagle.
This movie sponsored the UFC fight last Saturday, and I saw the trailer 5 times. I still have no idea what it's about.
It's about Channing Tatum getting his eagle back.
All right.
It's how Stella got his eagle back, basically, is the subtitle for this film. Here's the thing about period films, especially things that take place in ancient Rome and the like. Leave it to the Brits, really. They really pull that stuff off best. You can watch Russell Crowe as Gladiator, but Channing Tatum comes out, and he's trying to be all Roman and ancient and whatnot, and he doesn't quite pull it off as easily as others might, I think. Here's a scene between Channing Tatum and Donald Sutherland. There's an actor who can pull it off.
Oh, he's great.
He's playing one of the elders in Rome and trying to talk about how they need to get their eagle back.
If I can't win back my family's honor by being a soldier, then I'll do it by finding a lost eagle.
No Roman can survive north of the wall alone.
Then I'll take Esca.
Esca?
Why not?
Because he's a Briton. And he will slit your throat the minute you're alone.
He wouldn't do that.
How do you know?
He gave me his word.
Yeah. You can't trust the word of a slave. Who can you trust? Get that eagle. Get it. Yes, Mike?
I was going to say, is this movie essentially for chicks and gay guys to go and
see
get
guys
happy.
In various states of undress.
Yes, you're going, Mike, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, you are going. You. Or the ladies will go see Just Go With It.
Nope.
Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston play two good friends whose relationship and friendship is put to the test when Adam gets busted for pretending to be married so he can pick up girls.
Is he a congressman from New York?
He's not.
Specifically Brooklyn Decker.
He tries to, he falls in love with Brooklyn Decker, this girl he tries to pick up when she finds the wedding ring. And he has to concoct this crazy story where he's now getting divorced so he can keep Brooklyn Decker. And he asks his friend Jennifer Aniston to play his soon-to-be ex-wife. Then he adds to the chaos by saying they have kids. So he's got to take Jennifer Aniston's kids and pretend they're his, so that Brooklyn Decker doesn't find out that he's single, who uses the wedding ring just to try to have sex. See? It happens all the time.
Sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
What's the eagle again?
It's about as believable as the fact that Brooklyn Decker would ever sleep with a guy who looks like Adam Sandler, by the way. Only in the movies. Here's a scene where Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler are pretending to be soon-to-be-divorced husband and wife in front of Brooklyn Decker, trying to put on the show for her.
Erectile dysfunction, my darling. And it's, if think about it, is if you're trying to throw darts and you just, you, all you really got, you're shooting with, like, overcooked spaghetti.
I just think that my spaghetti wasn't loving the meatballs that was being served. They were a little too lumpy.
Yeah. I've heard from a lot of men that I serve the finest meatballs in Southern California.
Of course, a lot of homeless men have said this. Yeah. They'll eat anything. Yeah.
Come on.
Let us know, Kevin. Let us know.
Even I'm out on that one.
Dude, you've never missed an Adam Sandler movie since I've known you.
It's got Brooklyn Decker, but that also has what we just heard.
Man, seriously.
I don't see time in my future.
And the title, just go with it. Yeah. Do they even bother anymore? There's a whole string of movies now. Just go with it. Happy to see you. Hi, nice car. It's like they just put any random phrase now can become the title of a movie.
Movie title here.
If I have to keep looking down this piece of paper to remember the name of the movie, is just go with it. If you asked me 5 minutes from now what the name of that movie is, I'd say Going for the Distance. I have no idea. And lastly, Justin Bieber is a big mo.
That's what this is.
Oh, wow, no. I didn't realize. It may be Justin Bieber Never Say Never is the name of the documentary that follows him around. It documents his struggle from unknown 15-year-old trying to be a musician to known 15-year-old who was on YouTube and got signed to a record deal by Usher. It follows that entire journey.
That's quite an arc.
In one motion picture.
He had a very difficult 15 minutes between when he put the video up and when Usher called. Come on.
He really did. Here is Justin encouraging another young artist, because if I can do it, man, you can do it.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Are you Justin Bieber?
Yes, I am. Nice to meet you.
Hi.
I used to sit on those steps, and I used to play here, too.
You're my God, and my Father. You're forever the same.
Keep playing. No, let's follow your dreams, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Yeah, keep following your dreams. Other 16-year-old.
Boy, did he force himself on her. She had no interest in talking to him, didn't know who he was, didn't care who he was.
You know, I used to sit on those steps like a week ago.
And when he just had to give her advice.
But keep your dreams and keep your eyes on the prize and keep the eye of the tiger and just never say never, never say die. And then dye your hair.
Slowly.
And then comb it forward.
Mexicutioner and I are going to see that tomorrow night.
I wish you death.
I wish you death as well.
I can't believe that.
They're not. They're not. It's not.
We're trying to squeeze it in before the signals break. That's the plan.
I guarantee you they will do it.
It's not.
I went to see the Britney movie with him, so he's going to see the Justin movie with me.
Hey, look how crazy I am. I'm going to see Justin Bieber's movie.
And Kevin and I are going to see Gnomeo and Juliet. How about that?
Teach you.
So you.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman's Ralph Garman Movie Beat.
So Janet Jackson is doing a big interview, I guess, with Meredith Vieira. She's on the Today Show. It's going to be cut up into, you know how they do with the celebrity interview. It's usually over a week.
She's pushing a book. She's written an autobiography, right?
Right. And I think on Monday night, maybe Dateline NBC, I don't know. She's all over the place, and she's talking about this new book that she has. And she pretty much talks about growing up in that family, in the Jackson family, and how rough it was, how difficult it was. Because not only her dad, who everyone was afraid of, but her brothers used to pick on her as well, including Michael.
How can Michael pick on anybody, by the way? I have to imagine that even though she had other sisters, I have to imagine that when you're in a family that has that many brothers, it's got to be tough to be a girl.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't you think so, too? Yeah.
Well, the book is called True You, A Journey to Finding and Loving Yourself. Janet Jackson. It's coming out soon, and she joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, Janet. Who do we have? Do we have Janet or do we have Michael?
What? I forgot what we were doing.
We're not talking to Janet. We have Michael Jackson in heaven.
We were unavailable to get Miss Jackson on the phone, but we do have Michael Jackson on the hotline to heaven right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Michael. What do you think just happened, Michael? Where's the Hotline to Heaven music? That's what I was expecting, I guess.
Oh, yeah, it's our fault.
You know, with the little Michael Jackson song and all that.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
Oh, there's Michael.
They didn't play the music.
Hey, Michael.
That's what the problem is.
Sorry about the intro there, Mike, but we're always excited to catch up with you in heaven. How are you, dude?
I am so glad I'm dead.
I wish I were there with you, pal.
But I don't have to listen to your program.
Not good.
I am blissfully dead.
All right, listen.
So I don't even accidentally have to hear your abortion of a morning show.
All right. Let's talk about Janet's book. She says that...
Why don't you talk to her? Apparently she's on the line.
She's not on the line. We
no,
never had her set
you
up.
Have her standing by.
We never discussed that it would be her. We never suggested.
No, it was my mistake there, Michael. But we're happy to have you on because we want to get your comment.
I can tell you're eager to talk to me.
But if Janet writes in a book that you used to pick on her, I think it's important for us to give you the opportunity to respond to that because that's pretty serious charges.
Well, here's the thing. Janet is a fat pig.
All right. Well, that's what she said. They used to call her a fat pig and a horse.
It's the truth. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. You are for real fat. And she should have thought of that before she just started to hover around the craft service table at Good Time.
Oh,
just
Michael.
Just whooping down the candy. It was good in plenty times for her is what it was.
Wow. Right, but like a lot of young women, she's had some fluctuations with her weight. There have been times where she's been up, times when she's been down. But you're her brother. You're supposed to love her no matter what her weight.
I don't care.
Okay.
If you need to be weighed in at a truck stop, you weigh too much.
She doesn't need, but she never was that.
She was. Remember that famous picture where a guy was holding her boobs?
Yeah.
Originally, when she went to take that picture, the guy had to wear catcher's mitts.
Is that right?
In order to cover her boobs.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just trying to support her in not being fat.
Okay.
And if I mock her enough for being the cow pig that she is, then maybe she will stay thin.
Do you think it's a little bit unfair, somebody like you who can't even gain weight, somebody like you who weighed about 90 pounds when he was alive, to make fun of others who maybe don't have your metabolism?
Now, a lot of people think that I had no problems, but I used to weigh almost 400 pounds.
You never weighed
You never. That's not true, Michael.
Yes,
not true.
I did.
You didn't.
Yes. Did you ever see the fat video?
Well, yeah, because you were... Wait a minute. Wait a second. The fat, the Weird Al video?
Yes. See how fat I was in there?
That wasn't you. That was Weird Al, who was making a joke on you.
Oh.
He was doing a parody song.
He was wearing a fat suit.
Oh, thank God.
You thought that was you?
For a minute, I thought that was me.
Wow.
No, that wasn't you at all.
During one of those propofol stages.
No.
I was concerned. Oh, good, then. I've always been thin.
Oh, always been thin. All right, well, that's fine. Well, listen, lay off Janet. That's all we're saying. Be nice to the lady. That's the point here.
It's Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
Oh, all right. Thank you, Michael.
God, hey, there's a baby.
See you, Michael.
Listen.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 7:56.
Friday on the Kevin and Bean Show, Janet Jackson is here with the show business.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Talk to Janet.
I meant Ralph. Did I say Janet? I meant Ralph Garvin.
Oh, sorry. Michael Jackson's so lucky he's dead.
Yes, he really he is.
We all envy him so much.
Nice job, Kevin.
For
how
once,
dare you?
It wasn't Kevin.
People will just assume it was, though, so I'll be fine.
Hey, you know what today is? Today is Born That Way Day. Born That Way.
Born That Way Day.
Yes.
Jason Bourne?
Gaga has dropped her new single.
Oh, Lady Gaga. Okay.
Yeah, we get to hear the new Gaga.
I didn't realize it was her
Everyone
her
excited
day.
For new Gaga?
I would be interested in hearing it, yeah.
Well, we got a little taste for it. Here it is.
I'm beautiful in my way.
Born this way. She was born this way. I know I said born that way earlier, but I was referring to her. She was born that way. She says, I'm born this way.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. I have two thoughts.
Okay.
One is, yeah, it's Express Yourself by Madonna. It's the exact same song from 25 years ago.
Yes.
And two is, thank God we don't work at a radio station where we have to hear that song every hour.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I won't name any names. But we share this building with another radio station.
Right.
Owned by the same company.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side of the hallway. And if you go over to get coffee, you have to cross paths with them. And so the morning host of their show came out and I said, hey, buddy, how's it going? I stopped in the back. He goes, you know, Gaga.
That's all he said. And I said, oh, I feel your pain.
I'm Carson Daly, and I'm a massive tool.
I will not name names. Yeah, you know, Gaga. And I did. That's all he had to say. I knew exactly what he was talking about.
It's a big, big deal for them.
Listen, I know we don't like that kind of music. That's not our kind of music, per se. But I think she does that kind of music better than anybody's doing it right now.
I would say so.
That dance pop thing, she's got it licked.
Hard for me to really judge, but that sounds like a hit song,
look,
I guess.
If I was rolling on E, and I was on the dance floor, and I had a glow stick in my butt.
Or whatever they do.
Or whatever they do with them. I would be digging that. That's all I'm
You'd
saying.
Be very happy right
I
now.
I would.
Sure.
I'd be saying, boop, boop. Doing that with my assless chaps on.
It's so hot right now.
Easy. By the way, you guys were talking to J-Wow earlier, speaking of assless chaps. She wore assless chaps on the show last night.
All right.
On Jersey Shore.
What?
Yeah, she went to a porn store, like a porn boutique and a sex shop, and she bought this outfit that was like a leather bra and then panties and assless chaps.
That's why she asked us if we saw it.
I'm guessing that's why
and
she said
that. And we said, oh, we TiVo'd it.
Yeah.
And then she let it go.
She looked pretty fantastic.
Yeah. Right.
Well, Lucretia reviews that for us coming up later in the hour.
Lucretia?
Lucretia.
With Janet Jackson?
Britney Spears, speaking of that kind of music, says she is a down-to-earth gal and people have the wrong idea about her.
Okay.
She says it may seem like she likes to party and hang out with people and vacation all the time, but really, she is happiest at home when she's with her two little boys.
Overruled!
Ignoring them and not attending to their needs.
Walk around the house naked.
Yeah. She says she is going to be hitting the road again. She's going to be touring again. But in the meantime, she's just being a mom, which is what she likes to do best. It's funny. What she likes to do best, she's actually worst at.
That's true.
She's much better doing the other things that she doesn't love so much. I'm just saying.
I'm with you.
And Ricky Gervais has announced he has an idea of who should be the replacement for Steve Carell over there on The Office. Did you watch last night, The Office, by the way?
I did not. I taped it.
Funny. I'm getting the sense they are setting us up for Michael Scott and Holly, his girlfriend, back together again, that they are going to ride off into the sunset together. That's what it feels like.
It's been the last three or four weeks they've been heading for that.
Yeah, and that's fine. I think they're a great couple together, and it'll be very satisfying. But Ricky Gervais, who is the executive producer of the show, because, of course, he created the series in the UK, had a meeting with NBC, and he recommended Will Arnett take over as the boss of Dunder Mifflin.
What a great idea.
It is a great idea. And he is now free of encumberment when it comes to employment.
What a great idea that is.
His Fox show.
Do you think it's already done?
Gone away, yeah.
I mean, do you think the deal for The Office is already done?
Oh, I don't know.
It's like an announcement?
Ricky said on his blog yesterday, had a little meeting with NBC about various things and recommended Will Arnett for a regular in The Office. I think he's amazing. So it doesn't sound like they've made any decisions, but he certainly has put Will's hat into the ring.
He's great.
Which is a great choice.
How excited are you guys about The Office going on as a television show without Steve Carell?
Depends.
I know it's got a lot of there are a lot of talented cast members on there, but I mean Carell is certainly the heart and soul of the show.
I think it's a chance for it to reinvent itself. I think it's kind of gotten a little bit stale over the past couple seasons, and I think a new cast member will actually do that show a world of good
if it's the right one.
If it's the right,
yeah,
of course,
I agree.
And we're also talking about I think it was yesterday we were talking about Paula Abdul and whether she would be available if Simon Cowell was so inclined to add her to the cast of judges on The X Factor, which he has debuting this fall on Fox. According to CBS, she's got all the time in the world.
They canceled her dance show?
They will not be bringing back Live to Dance for a second season.
What about the people who live to dance?
I guess they're going to have to live somewhere else because there's no room for them on CBS. Wow. So she apparently will have some free time this fall, and maybe she and Simon will be reunited on that show.
The reason that you're shaking up this whole competition is that you dare to dance in the path of greatness.
What about that?
That's what they should have called the show. Live to Dance, nobody's watching. Dare to Dance in the Path of Greatness? People are tuning in, my friend.
There you go.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Taylor Lautner from the Twilight series is 19 years old today.
He plays the talking dog in the Twilight movies, right, Lisa?
Yeah, he's the talking dog.
He's the talking dog.
Yes.
Kelly Rowland of Destiny's Child is 30 years old. Brandy Moesha is 32.
Norwood.
Mike Shinoda.
Hi.
Of Linkin Park and Fort Minor is 34 years old today. Jennifer Aniston celebrates her 42nd birthday. Sheryl Crow.
Who?
Sheryl Crow is 49 years old. Burt Reynolds, screen legend, is 75. And actress Tina Louise, who was Ginger, the movie star on Gilligan's Island, she's 77 years old today. I think she's the only. I think there's only two cast members left, right?
Should we reconsider the bell?
There's Marianne, the professor, and Ginger.
She is 77. Are we still ringing the bell?
I think that might be a sort of a Hall of Fame bell.
Okay. Yeah. I'm ringing the bell because the last time I saw her in 1968, she was hot.
Yeah. Right. She was one of the all-time sex symbols of television, I think. And whatever she looks like now, so be it. Let's keep her in our memory the way we'd like to remember her, shall we? I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Hey, party people, we're going to have a preview of this weekend's Grammy Awards with a Los Angeles Times journalist coming up 1 hour from right now. LaQuisha reviews The Jersey Shore from last night about half an hour. Right now, though, Kevin, it sounds like you've got a story to kind of get us into this topic about the spectacular ways that people have quit their jobs. What happened to you?
We started talking about people who lost their jobs and then people who did something and were happy about it because we've all been fired from jobs. And we went, yes. Fantastic. Like, really, it's a load off.
Yeah.
I was working a construction job, and let's be honest, I wasn't built for that. I was built for speaking the English language.
It's a waste to put a smart guy like Kevin in a job that just relies on his physical prowess. Right. You got to use that mind.
So I'm taping drywall, and I hate it, and I hate it so much, and I hate it. I couldn't hate it more. And finally, we were at a mall, and we were on stilts. We were on, like, 5-foot stilts so we could reach the top of the wall, you know? And I thought, you know what? Let's run through the mall in these. Wouldn't that be funny? And the guy I was with was, I'll be honest, drinking a little. And he said, yeah, that would be funny. And then I go, we'd probably get fired. And he go, yes. So we ran through the mall on our stilts, and we were the only ones laughing. Of course, everybody in the mall was just looking at us like, what a bunch of dumbasses. But we were so happy because we knew that that was our ticket out.
Yeah.
Right.
And it didn't matter that no one else enjoyed it as much as we did. We just knew that we were going to not have to be there drywall taping anymore because that was not the job for me.
I love the fact that you could have just quit. It's not that hard to get out of a job. You could have just said so long.
Nope.
But you wanted to go out in a blaze of glory.
I think you have to. I think depending on how much you hate the job, it requires some give back. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't care about the job, you just walk out. If you really hate the job, you have to go out in the ball of flames.
Create some chaos.
You have to.
Yeah.
You want them to remember you. All right. So we're going to be
somebody got a phone call that went, hey, a couple of your guys are running through the mall on stilts. What's going on? And that was enough for me. It made me happy.
We're going to take your telephone calls toll-free from anywhere you're hearing the show at 1-800-520-1067. Now, there's two ways this can go, and maybe we want both. I don't know. We're looking for a situation like yours where you did something knowing it would get you fired. Can we also be looking for situations of something that you did, it got you fired, but it was still worth it? You don't regret it. Are we looking for both of those?
I don't know. I don't know. We could do either, but because either way, you're happy.
Right. Either way, you're happy. Exactly.
Either you knew it was going to get you fired, or it was a surprise and got you fired, but you were still happy about it. Who cares? It was worth it. That's the key. It was worth it.
Here's an email from Billy writing in. Hey, Kevin and Bean, right out of high school, I worked on the canoe ride at Disneyland for 3 years. I really hated that job. So on my last day, I decided I was going to go out in a blaze of glory, like you guys were saying. I did a backflip off the dock into the river and swam around. Now, this is at Disneyland at a ride, right?
Didn't they have, manager, snipers?
To my managers, not at Disneyland, no one ever gets hurt. Bad things don't happen at Disneyland. To my manager's horror, it was in the middle of operating hours. There were hundreds of guests watching me swim around. Security had to fish me out, then walk me out dripping wet. Part guests kept high-fiving me and tried to take pictures with me. It was the best thing I ever did, Billy. That's a perfect example of what we're talking about. He was fed up with that job. He knew he wanted to get out of there, and he thought, how much fun am I going to have quitting this job and doing something I've always wanted to do? Boom, right into the water.
You get both. You get the joy of doing something you're not supposed to do, and you get out of that hell job. So that's what we're looking for. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take a quick break.
Dear Kevin and Bean, when I was a kid, I worked at a Christmas tree lot. This guy came in. He was so rude to me that instead of putting his tree on top of his car, I put it right through the back window of his Lexus SUV. I knew I would get fired. I didn't care.
Did he try to say, oh, sorry about that?
I don't know, but that's from Travis, and that's what we're talking about here on the Kevin and Bean Show today. We're talking about you go out in a blaze of glory. You know you're going to get fired for doing something, or you did something that got you fired, but you don't care because you want to get out of that stupid job anyway. 1-800-520-1067.
All right, let's start with Teresa. Oops, sorry, wrong line. Teresa, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi.
Hi there. What did you do?
My son was working at Dairy Queen in Cerritos, and his boss was Muslim. And every night when my son was off work at 10 o'clock, his boss had to follow him to the door in order to lock it behind him. But every night my son was stuck 30, 45 minutes waiting for his boss, who was Muslim, who was praying in his office.
Oh, I see.
Okay. And he was stuck. So my son was so fed up after enduring this for 6 months. His office door was glass, see-through. My son pulled his pants down and just smashed his ass up against the glass. It was going up and down in the same motion. He never even acknowledged my son. He finished praying. He came out. He locked the door behind my son the next day. When my son showed up, he handed him his check, and he said, "You insulted Muhammad."
Wait!
And he was fired.
Wait! Sorry. Your son showed up to work the next day?
Well, he did, because his boss didn't acknowledge him as if he didn't even see him. But apparently he did.
So sweet. I hope you gave your son a high five.
Yep, all I right. will.
Good girl.
What's going on? Thank you very much for the call. What's going on in the world where you can't moon your boss without losing your job? I don't want to live in that America. All right. How about, let's try Matt. Matt is on line 3 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Matt, how'd you go out in a blaze of glory? Talk to us.
Hello. Matt, you
there? He's trying.
Looks like we got no Matt. All right. Let's move on. Let's go to Ryan. Ryan, line 4. Thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on, dude?
Hey, I'm a waiter at a fine dining. Well, I was a waiter at a fine dining restaurant.
Right.
Correction. And long story short, we do wine tasting on one side and restaurant on the other. I was working the restaurant side, but if you go to wine tasting, basically you swish the wine around in your mouth, decide whether or not you like it, and then you spit it out. It's called a dump bucket / spit bucket. Well, this guy had me running all night long because he could not find the correct kind of wine, and I just got so fed up, I went over to the dump bucket. And I poured him a glass of that.
Nice!
Oh, so this was all wine that other people had spit up, and that's what you gave him to drink.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Could he tell?
Well, no, he didn't. What was kind of funny was, he goes, "Well, this one isn't as good, but it's definitely complex. I'm thinking you have no idea."
So how did you get fired for this? Who found out about it?
I didn't know, but one of the servers saw me, or somebody, probably a brown nose.
Somebody told on you.
I don't know, but they went and they pulled me back in the office and they pulled up the video camera and like, so where are you going with this glass of wine?
Oh, that's so great. All right, here's the important question for you, though. Was it worth it? Were you glad to lose that job in the way that you did?
Completely worth it.
Nice.
Fantastic. All right. That's all we care about. Thank you very much for the call. Let's try Pablo. Great sense of humor on line 7. Joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show, 1-800-520-1067. Hey, Pablo.
What's up?
What's happening?
Hey, well, I used to work at this Hispanic superstore. It's named La Curazao. They have probably like 5 different superstores.
Right.
And I was right there with my friend. We were smoking a joint on the back, on the break. And then we were complaining about the job, how freaking we hate to be night stalkers till freaking 1 a.m. in the morning.
Right.
And they had one of those super sales. So it was 24/7 sales. We went back inside and then we say, hey, imagine the immigration department comes over right now and take everyone in. Ha ha, that would be funny.
If the immigration department showed up.
No, it didn't. I grabbed the speaker and I pretend me to be the immigration, not me to be the immigration department, but I just put it up on the speaker. Hello, this is the immigration department. Just walk to the front door and show your ID.
Oh. And how fast did those people scatter to get out of that store?
Well, actually, everyone ran up to the front store. They started talking to the manager. Manager got pissed, called everyone into the office.
Oh, someone tell on you?
Yeah, they rattled me.
Oh, you did the right thing, though.
That's hilarious, by the way.
You did the right thing. Nice job.
Thank you, really. By the way, I shop at the Hispano Superstore all the time, by the way. That's where I get a lot of my awesome shirts that you guys make fun of when I wear them to like the singles party. Yeah, it's an awesome store. Let's try, they got to put line 2 on hold because we got to definitely talk to the stripper about all the stuff she broke.
And we got Tony.
And we got to close with Tony, yeah. But, all right, let's try our stripper friend on line 2 here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Is this Lucy?
Hello?
Lucy.
Hello? Hi there.
Yeah, what happened, sweetheart?
Okay, so I worked at a strip club as an exotic dancer.
Right.
And I just got fed up with the management and girls giving me crap. So I decided I was going to let it all out and just tell my boss off, tell all the girls off.
Good.
And pretty much break everything in the dressing room.
That's okay, a good instinct. I like that.
That's the part I'm interested in. What is there to break in the dressing room?
Wow, there's locker rooms that I dented in. There's mirrors all around that I broke with my fist.
Wow.
And they must have thought... I called all the girls that I didn't like. I called them out, and it was awesome. And
we've got to put your hands together for a stripper backstage going crazy. Stripper going crazy backstage.
I'm sure there's people out there could hear it, yeah.
Lucy, that is awesome. You don't want to cross an angry stripper, that's for sure.
That's
wow.
what we learned. Thank you for
well
the call.
Dud, thank you. All right, let's close with Tony. He is definitely our hero. Tony, welcome to the Kevin DeBede Show. You quit a job. You went out in a blaze of glory. What happened?
Hello, Tony.
That is not the answer I was hoping for.
Well, it's better that we tell it, I think.
Maybe so.
I was guessing he would tell it poorly. Burger King mm-hmm. didn't like his boss.
Mm-hmm. yes.
dropped a deuce on his desk.
DJ Omar Khan.
He did it his way on his boss's desk at Burger King.
On his desk.
Left a parting gift is what he left for him.
That.
Now that's a whopper.
That.
Thanks for listening to the Kevin DeBede Show. Earlier on the program today, we talked to the actual real-life JWoww from Jersey Shore. Not getting a lot of love for that interview, Kevin. Apparently, they thought either we didn't bring it or she didn't bring it. I'm not sure why.
I think both.
Maybe we should just stay away from the real cast members and let LaQuisha handle all of our Jersey Shore duties, because she is the one who watches it for us every Thursday night on MTV, so we don't have to. Hi, LaQuisha.
You are missing out.
Yeah.
Really?
You
really?
Don't know what you're missing. That is the best damn show on television.
Bean hates it. I love it, but I never see it until after I talk to you, and I'm so happy to hear about last night's.
Oh, last night's was amazing, because you know it's Valentine's Day's coming up.
Sure.
And so, naturally, they featured an entire episode of just Ronnie and Sammy fighting.
Oh, that's sweet.
How is that different from every other episode,
well,
LaQuisha?
Usually every episode has a little of that. This was wall-to-wall Ronnie and Sammy.
Okay.
The most annoying aspect of the program was featured in its entirety last night. Ronnie's upset with Sammy. I don't know if you know this or not, but they fight.
They do occasionally get into each other's faces.
They have a tempestuous relationship.
At best.
And Ron is very upset with her at the beginning of the episode, so Paulie decides to do his friend a favor.
Man, oh man, oh man. Is hitting the fan, so I'm going to take Ronnie and hit the boardwalk just to calm him down and have some fun.
That's right. Take your friend out on the boardwalk, have some fun, and Dina thinks the same thing about Sammy. She's upset too, so she takes her out to the boardwalk
Good.
To have some fun.
Good.
And they go to a bar and start drinking heavily.
Good.
And Paulie and Ronnie walk by the bar, and Ronnie tries to be a good guy and waves to Sammy as they go by, and she is not happy.
He was with a girl.
Was he?
No, he wasn't.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
You want to play that game? I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to find the hottest guy in this bar and get Ron back for talking to a girl.
First of all, he was with Paulie.
So a girl.
What does that say about Paulie? If at a distance, it looks like Ronnie's with a girl. He wasn't with a girl. Okay. And if he was with a girl, is the way to handle it get drunk and start making out with strangers in a bar?
I don't think so. Oh, no. Okay,
that's
no.
That's not the solution.
Right, that's not it.
That makes things worse.
Yes.
And with Sammy and Ronnie, things don't need to get any worse. But they do. And so they sit down and have one of their legendary conversations.
Oh, good.
I have never been so hurt in my entire life.
I have enough respect and love for you to admit what I did was wrong and shameful and disrespectful. You're so dumb and hard-headed that you can't even admit what you did to me in Atlantic City was wrong, what you did to me in Jersey was wrong. Be a woman and man up for your...
That's right. Be a woman and man up.
Yeah. Be Damn a woman. It. Man up.
Well, the fighting goes on and on and on. And escalates to the point where even Situation has to step in.
Oh, man.
I've seen them obviously fight before, but this one was pretty serious.
It was the worst fight ever on the Jersey Shore.
That's saying something.
Yeah. That is saying something. And just so you know, I'm not lying. I'm going to play for you an extended piece of audio. This is about a third of the length of the fight that was featured last night.
All right.
So happy Valentine's Day, everybody. This is Young Love. At its best.
Stay the f- away from me. I want nothing to f- do with ever.
Sam, go in there. Go in there.
I hate you.
Sam,
I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you.
I hate
you. I hate
you.
I
hate
you.
I hate
you.
I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I
hate you. I
hate
you.
I hate you. I hate you.
I hate you.
You guys, take a break.
I hate you.
I'm not sure how she feels about him.
Now, wait, that was the Anderson Silva fight, right, LaQuisha?
No, that was young love at its finest. Well, Ron is trying to drag her bed out of their mutual room and throw it out the window and throwing her clothes out the window. She's trying to punch him and scratch at him and attack him, and everybody in the house trying to pull him apart.
That seems bad.
Now, he threatens during that fight he's going to go out and get two girls tonight and bring them home and have sex with them. That'll show her.
That will, by the way.
After he leaves the house, Snooki and Dina and Sammy hatch the worst idea ever.
You really think he'll bring somebody back?
Yep. Yep.
He wants to play that dirty game with you. We can play it 10 times as hard. We should put you in something really hot.
Really, really hot.
Let's go to Aztec, get drunk, and have fun.
And we will dance our asses off.
The idea is to go to the bar where Ronnie is, already drunk, dress like a slut, and start making out and dancing with other men in front of him.
That ought to do it.
What can go wrong with that?
That'd be a good idea. But first, the girls are going to move Sammy's bed out of that bedroom down into their room so the girls can all be together while Sammy's getting ready.
4'9" girls trying to move this freaking bed. Not a good time. It's not happening.
Staircase is like really, really small, and the bed is like really wide. And it's kind of like an analogy of Vinny's penis not fitting in my pinhole.
Okay.
Wow.
No. Not everything has to come back to you having sex, Snooki.
No.
This is
no,
a classy group.
No.
So they go to the bar, and she enacts her plan and dances suggestively with all these other guys, and Ronnie's drunk. So he comes back to the house and proceeds to destroy everything she owns. He's stomping on her eyeglasses. He throws the bed out the window. He throws all of her things out. He shreds all her clothing. He destroys her clock radio. He ruins everything that she owns. Well, Jay Wells had enough. She can't. Sammy's had enough. She can't put up with any more. She decides it's time for her finally to leave the Jersey Shore house. But she doesn't want Ronnie to know before she tells everybody else in the house. So she tells Vinny, but asks him to keep it quiet, keep it to himself. And he's sitting next to Ronnie, and he does an excellent job of keeping this a secret.
Did you apologize last night? It has something to do with packing, and rhymes with weaving.
She's leaving?
Rhymes with weaving. He says.
That's his attempt to keep it secret?
He keeps the secret by says what she's doing rhymes
packing
with weaving.
And rhymes
he
with
should
weaving
be in Homeland Security. That's amazing.
It's like listening to Kevin talk about a secret concert or something.
How dare you?
She's schmieving the house. Well, she gets in a cab, and we actually say goodbye to Sammy on a Jersey Shore. And Ronnie, well, let's face it, no episode of Jersey Shore would be complete without a confession in the video room backed by a slow power ballad.
I never thought there'd be a day that she just left. I miss her, I love her, and I definitely regret all the negative that I've ever done. Definitely more now than ever.
Yeah, I love her, and I regret destroying all her property.
Wow.
And
10 minutes ago.
Threatening to beat her ass and threatening to have sex with other women in front of her.
That doesn't sound as funny, LaQuisha.
It wasn't a hilarious episode, if that's what you mean.
That's what I mean.
I'm upset a little bit now because I look at the Jersey Shore kids and go, if they can't make it, I mean, what hope do the rest of us have?
Well, like I said, it was a special Valentine's Day episode.
Well, that was sweet.
Or Abraham Lincoln's birthday episode. I can't quite be sure because I feel like I'm a slave to this show.
Right. Can we have another new one next week?
I'm afraid we do.
All right. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Bye now.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, remember that exciting, scintillating interview we did with the Black Keys yesterday? Remember, if you didn't hear it, it was amazing.
It was like an audio filet mignon.
It was so entertaining. Well, maybe they could have brought up that they had a new video coming out yesterday with Diora Baird in it. Sean White, Trisha Helfer, Ralph,
what?
Also in the video. Sean okay. Patrick Flannery, Corbin Burns, and Todd Bridges. It's a fake movie trailer for a Mexican Western, like a grindhouse type Mexican Western. Maybe they could have brought that up in the interview where we had about we were begging for things to talk about.
Wait a second.
I blame us.
Trisha Helfer and Diora Baird on the same screen?
Wow. Yes, they certainly are. It's their video for Howling for You, and we just posted it at kevinandbean.com. We did not know about it when we had them in here yesterday, but it was released yesterday morning, and now you can see it at kevinandbean.com. So you should, is what I'm telling you. You should.
Let's try to reenact that. What moment would have sounded like if you had had that question to ask? Ask the Black Keys about their new video.
Hey, guys, we're hearing about a lot of tremendous celebrity cameos in the Howling For You video. Tell us about it.
Yeah. We made that.
They were tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were tired. Mm-hmm.
That's about right. Not more than a few people asked how long Harrison Ford had been in the band, so I guess we know what we're talking about there. All right, a preview of this weekend's Grammys with the LA Times writer coming up after the top of the hour. Now, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Well, this is pretty interesting. I know you guys don't watch Saturday Night Live because
it's horrible.
Because it's horrible.
Yeah.
It hasn't been good for some time.
Correct.
Although Dana Carvey was the host last week.
That's the one I saw.
A few clips of that show.
Well, clips is the way to do it.
Yeah, that's the way to go. But Wayne's World was pretty funny. They were doing their Oscar picks for Wayne's World. It was, you know, a throwback to a bit they did many years ago on that show, but I thought it was very funny. Mike Myers and Dana Carvey.
Yeah.
Come on.
That was a time and place.
Come on.
Yeah, I didn't even watch that SNL because I so did not want to go back to Wayne's World and the church lady and all that BS from the 90s. I mean, it was, it's over. It's just tired.
Well, you can watch this fresh one, Bean, because apparently Miley Cyrus is going to host Saturday Night Live.
Oh, that's going to be good.
She is talented and
funny.
She's
an amazing actress.
A good actress and an even better comedian.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
Is she going to bring her dad?
Sure. The only thing I care about is the fact that they do one of the few funny things they do in Saturday Night Live now is the Miley Cyrus show.
Yes,
hilarious. There's one of the new castmates on the show named Vanessa Bayer, and she does a brilliant Miley Cyrus impression.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And they have a recurring sketch on the show where she's got a talk show.
Like it?
And she always says, that'd be like pretty cool. Isn't that pretty cool? That's pretty cool. And her dad is like the house band, Billy Ray, like plays in the house band.
And I think it's Jason Sudeikis played Billy Ray Cyrus.
It is. So hopefully they will somehow tie those two things together because that's the only thing I think that's funny on Saturday Night Live anymore. Anyway, Miley will be on. No word on whether she will sing or not, but apparently she will be
the musical guest as well.
Maybe she will.
They ever do that?
Sometimes
they
do.
Yeah, they sure do. Yeah. They sure do.
Jamie Foxx got into a fight at an Usher concert last night. Apparently, a fellow audience member sucker punched Foxx while he was hanging out in the lounge area of the performance venue, the Avalon. That's where the show was taking place. And Jamie was back there, just minding his own business, hitting on married women. And someone stepped up and slugged him. So, you know, it's a shame. But apparently, he got a punch in too before they broke it up. So, I'm thinking whoever it was saw that movie where he played the homeless cellist.
Right.
And Robert Downey Jr. had to buy him a new cello or whatever. That
right.
One. He just said, oh, it's $15 of my life. I'll never get back. And just punched him right in the head.
He was getting that. One string on my cello.
Kevin, did you see that movie?
Yeah, he was getting that.
Oh, God. Sorry.
What does it take to get you to not see a movie? What kind of trailer would we have to put together for you to not go?
I like Robert Downey
Something
Jr.
Something good. That takes place in another time period.
I like Robert Downey.
We'll just keep Kevin just away.
Most of the time, that's true.
Do you remember what your first record was that you ever bought? You guys are big time show business radio DJs.
Yeah, that's us.
Do you remember the first record you ever bought? I'm sure Bean will remember.
I don't remember the last one I bought.
I know, Kevin. It's hard.
Bean?
Well, the first album I ever bought was a Beatles album.
Okay.
Well, after the fact, I mean, the Beatles had long been broken up, but I discovered them as a very young person asked my mom to go out and buy me a Beatles album. That's the first one I got.
What Beatles album?
It was the Red album, 62 to 66.
Yes. Mine was Let It Be. I remember that was my first album I ever
bought.
Wow. Mike, what was the first record you ever bought?
It was a cassette tape, and it was the White Chalky Master of Puppets, first edition. I'll never forget it. Yeah, I played it so much at school that I actually broke the tape, not like a euphemism.
Kevin, we already established that you don't remember
the Red album by Weezer.
Okay. This is an interesting list from Us Weekly magazine. Stars and the first record they ever bought.
All right.
David Duchovny, first record he ever bought, was Elton John's Hunky Chateau.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with that.
Me either.
This one has Honky Cat on it.
Emmy Rossum. Delicious Emmy Rossum from Shameless over there on Showtime.
Mm-hmm.
Ace of Bases, The Sign.
Yeah!
Was the first record she ever bought.
All right.
Isn't that awesome?
It's great that she would admit it.
Yes. DJ Pauly D.
Oh, dear God.
From Jersey Shore.
His own?
No. Oh. Michael Jackson's Thriller was the first album he ever purchased. Jack Black. Styx Grand Illusion. That makes sense.
Sure.
For the half of the Tenacious D.
It does make sense.
Jane Lynch from Glee. Carole King's Tapestry. That also makes perfect sense.
Sure. Yes.
If you're a lesbian. Lea Michele, also from Glee. Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill was her first. And I thought this was so bizarre. The last one on the list, Elijah Wood, who, of course, was Frodo in the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Right.
His first record he ever bought, The Monkees' Greatest Hits. Hadn't they been broken up for like 30 years by the time he got around to The Monkees?
Yeah.
It's an odd choice.
Monkees' Greatest Hits.
He's an odd little hobbit, that little boy.
He is.
Reality show news. Tia and Tamara Mowry are getting their own reality show.
Yeah.
That's good news.
Come on, they're twins, Kevin.
Who is that?
They look alike.
Yeah.
They're Disney stars, right, Ralph?
No, they had a syndicated show called Sister Sister on. Maybe it was on NBC, even. Maybe it was a network show. It might have been syndicated. I got to ask Mr. Wizard. But they were teen stars for a while. They're all grown up now, looking for work. And that's what the show will focus on. And you'll be happy to know that Sinbad is getting his own reality show.
Yes!
Sinbad
there it
is back. Sinbad's Family Affair, it's called.
There it is.
Chronicling the life of Sinbad and his family. Thank God we get to check in with Sinbad.
Okay.
I sort of have a boner.
Listen, memo to Hollywood. Memo to the vice president of show business. Please take this down. Not everybody needs a reality show. Not everybody's life is that interesting.
Sinbad's is.
I beg to differ.
Look, we didn't watch David Hasselhoff's reality show. We're not watching Sinbad's.
That's for sure. Today's celebrity birthday is Taylor Lautner is 19 years old today. He, of course, of the Twilight films. Kelly Rowland, Destiny's Child, 30 years old. Brandi Norwood, also known as Moesha, is 32 years old. Mike Shinoda of Linkin Park and Fort Minor, he is 34. Jennifer Aniston celebrates her 42nd birthday today. Sheryl Crow is 49. Burt Reynolds, longtime film star, 75 years old. And Tina Louise, who played Ginger, half of the legendary debate Ginger or Marianne from the Gilligan's Island show. She's 77 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
How about the Grammys? They are back. The 53rd Annual Grammy Awards are going to be on CBS Sunday night at 8 o'clock. And Ann Powers is a music critic with the Los Angeles Times who joins us for a preview of the big show. Hi, Ann. Welcome to the Kevin Amin Show.
Good morning. How you doing?
Very well. We're doing great. I don't think we've ever talked to you before, but it's a real pleasure to have you on. So let's talk about the Grammys for a second here, because I have to be honest that I lost a great deal of confidence and faith in the Grammys a few years ago. It seems like they went through some really, really sucky years where they only gave Grammys to overrated old people, but that's kind of changed a little bit lately, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's definitely people who think that the entire history of the Grammys has been really, really sucky years, as you say.
Yeah.
However, I know that the Grammy, not NARIS organization that puts on the Grammys, has worked to make them younger, more sort of wide based, you know, and really reach different audiences with it. So it's not just Celine Dion up there thumping away on her chest, you know?
Right, right. I remember the year that really was the breaking. There were a couple different things that happened that were the breaking point. And one of them was when Eminem, it was either his first or second big breakthrough album that was just huge. It just dominated in sales. It dominated in radio play. It dominated in videos, in love. And that was the year he lost to that Steely Dan album. And we thought, what the hell is... Look, Steely Dan's fine. I mean, they certainly have done great work in the past. But at that time and place, it was so obvious that there were voters who were just completely out of place, old, uncomfortable with rap, and wanted to just reward a band, a classic rock band they'd heard of, and we just lost faith in them for good there, it seemed like.
It was kind of like your dad taking away your DS or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, exactly.
That seems bad for you.
Yeah. So we got some big, big names up for the big, big awards. Who are most nominated this year that we'll see on Sunday night, Ann?
I mean, you just mentioned Eminem, and that's a dude who's gone full circle now. He's at the top of the ticket. He's nominated many times, and I think this could really be a sweep year for him. I think Eminem is going to do very well, and I'm looking forward to what he's going to say once he walks up there and accepts the award.
Yeah.
Although his current MO is, you know, to be serious and introverted, so I don't think he's going to do anything shady, as it were.
Hey, but how do you do it? He's up for Album of the Year along with Arcade Fire, Lady Antebellum, Lady Gaga, and Katy Perry. That seems like a...
Well, you know, it takes all kinds
in
this world. And one thing the Grammys does, aside from reward talent, is it definitely rewards commercial success. So an artist like Katy Perry, who is, you know, produced by some of the top producers in the world, Max Martin and Dr. Luke, I mean, she's going to get that kind of attention because she's such a creature of the industry, in a sense. So I know she's the one that definitely a lot of people in the audience will be like, if she wins. But I don't honestly don't think she's going to win. I don't think.
Hey, it depends. It depends on what she's wearing, whether I want her to win or not.
Who do you think should win that category?
Album of the year. I think that Eminem should win that category.
Yeah,
definitely. However, I would be very interested if Arcade Fire won, because as an independent album on an independent label by, you know, a totally indie rock, like the avatars and saviors of indie rock, it would say a lot about where the industry is going and what we want to put our faith in.
I agree, but that makes me think that it's not going to win. Because outside of this system, sort of.
Yeah, it's outside of the system, but hey, it's, you know, look at Egypt. Things can change in the world.
Look at Egypt. I didn't think I was going to hear that today.
Revolution.
All right.
Hey, one more thing on the Eminem. I know he is performing, and he's bringing out his old friend Dr. Drew, who has not been on television.
Dr. Dre.
I always get those two confused, Kevin. You know that.
Dr. Drew is not the same.
Dr. Dre is the celebrity rehab guy, right?
Yes.
He's bringing out Dr. Dre, first live TV performance in over 10 years. Are they going to be, they're going to be doing a song from Eminem's album, though. This isn't the long-awaited new Dr. Dre music we've been hearing about for so long, right?
Yeah, I know they're doing something from Eminem's album, but I wouldn't be that surprised if we heard a little taste of Dre's stuff. He has been kind of leaking it here and there, you know, giving us glimpses of it, sonic glimpses of it, and it could be. I mean, you just never know. The Grammys, I know the stakes are high, and I know that there's something crazy planned, because the person who's set to come on after Dre and Eminem is not someone you'd expect, and let's just say it's a female, and that's all I'm going to say, because it's going to blow people's minds.
Oh, really? In other words, a surprise that hasn't been announced that will be seeing Sunday night? You know, but you're not going to tell us? This isn't how you start a relationship with your friends, Kevin Bean, is by lying to us.
Who does it rhyme with?
All right, let's talk about Best New Artist for a second, because this is an award for many, many years people used to always laugh at, because so many of those people went on to total obscurity. That hasn't been the case in recent years. People like Alicia Keys have won the thing, and Christina Aguilera, people who have managed to sustain a career.
Right.
I want Florence and the Machine to win so much. I love them so much. I think they're so unbelievably talented. I see great albums in the future. I don't feel like they have a chance in this category. What do you think, Ann?
I have to totally agree with you, and I'm so sorry to say that, but I just think Florence and the Machine is one of those. There's always a Best New Artist nominee that's someone who really deserves to be on the list and is kind of like the moral choice, let's say.
Right.
You know, the one, the people who voted with integrity got her on there.
And by moral and integrity, you mean won't win. Right.
This is America, after all.
Sure.
who do you like for that category, then? It's Justin Bieber, Drake, Florence, Mumford & Sons, and Esperanza Spalding, who has to be the real long shot with her kind of jazzy soul that she does.
Yeah, but, you know, Herbie Hancock won best album.
That was absurd, too, by the way, while we're talking about...
Yeah, you never know. But I think Drake is going to win. I mean, Bieber, I just think too many adults would have been embarrassed voting for him.
Right, right.
Mumford & Sons are a little too obscure. You know, I'm going to take my word back, though. It's possible that Florence will be a dark horse on this, because at least
that'd be great.
She has some recognition. She's had great airplay on, you know, rock radio, and she's someone who is a really great performer. So it is possible.
But if Bieber doesn't win, isn't every 14-year-old girl in America going to get their mom to drive them down to Staples Center, and they're going to burn that mother down?
You know, you're aging you're aging his crowd up a little bit. Let's say 12 or 11. Or
yeah, that's true.
My daughter's going to burn down my house.
Yeah,
exactly.
Excellent.
All right, we're talking to Ann Powers, LA Times music critic. Of course, you can read her in the paper and on the website with her ongoing music coverage, including about the Grammys. We're almost out of time here, Ann, but is there anything in particular you wanted to mention, a performance you're in particular looking forward to, or an award that you're most hoping will be awarded on Sunday night?
Well, I'm excited to see Uncle Bob Dylan is going to perform with...
Dear God, that's going to be a nightmare.
How dare you, Kevin?
That's going to be a nightmare.
Come on, come on. He's too.
I just like the idea that he's going to perform with the Ava Brothers and with Mumford and Sons.
So let's bring Muhammad Ali out and have him box while we're at it.
And we were talking about
the Black Keys too. Let's go Black Keys.
They couldn't be. We couldn't love them any more than we do. We were talking about this earlier today. Kevin, for some reason, thinks that Bob Dylan stopped making great music 30 years ago, and I tried to educate him on this and say
I can't understand a word he says.
There's a reason he's been nominated for three albums of of the Year at the Grammys in the last 12 years. The guy is making great records.
Because old people who love Bob only know Bob.
No, that's why. You couldn't be more wrong.
Oh, my God, that's going to be...
rocking that Prince haircut. He's awesome. Oh,
the 53rd Annual Grammy Awards air this Sunday night on CBS at 8 o'clock. Ann Powers, Los Angeles Times Music Critic. Thanks a lot for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show today.
Thanks a lot.
Have the wheels come off this show? What's happening this week?
No one knew. Just roll like it was... Everything's cool. It's all good.
Why are we a disaster?
Everything's cool, man.
I don't know.
And why? Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat in a second here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Why can't we talk anymore? Why can't we think? Why can't we make a thought go from our brains out to the radio? What's happening?
It has been a spectacularly bad week. I don't mind saying that.
You're up.
I'm down here,
I'm in the midget chair.
We don't have any working chairs in the studio, so Ralph has to sit on the floor.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, who has the best moment with on the Kevin and Bean Show this week, do you think?
All right, this is... is this Bean?
Yeah.
This is Bean from this morning.
And now, a moment with Bean.
Janet Jackson. It's coming out soon, and she joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, Janet... Wait, who do we have? Do we have Janet or do we have Michael?
I forgot
what we were doing.
That was a moment with Bean.
How did that happen?
I don't know, because
we've never
once mentioned or done a bit about talking to Janet. We've talked to Michael Jackson in heaven 100 times.
Too many times, for my taste, but you wanted to do it again, and then yet you still called for Janet.
Went to Janet, all right.
Okay, so that was me. Now let's hear what Kevin came up with.
This was me yesterday in an attempt to sell today's show.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
And Brooklyn Decker, supermodel and Sports Illustrated model cover.
That was a moment with Kevin.
Well, that's just business as usual for Kevin, though, right?
It was a better meltdown from Bean, but that's normal for me, unfortunately.
What was wrong with just Sports Illustrated model? Why couldn't you stop there? Why did you have to go cover?
Ralph, if I knew the answer to that,
model,
do you think I would
cover,
do it every day?
Paper, staples. You just started describing how a magazine is built.
Well, all I know is we need a weekend. That's what I know. All right, not that it'll help, but it's time for the Showbiz Beat. Now, one more time for the week of the Kevin and Bean Show. Here's Ralph.
It's just unbelievable, really.
It really is. I know.
You're professional people.
No, we're not.
Well, you get
we're
paid.
Supposed to
you get
be.
Paid to do this.
Yes.
And yet we're bad
at it.
All right, let's talk about showbiz news for the end of the week, shall we? Casting news today. Ramon Rodriguez.
Aye.
Who's that?
Who you may remember from Transformers Revenge of the Fallen. Deadline.com has announced he's been picked to play Bosley in the upcoming Charlie's Angels reboot. With Minka Kelly, Rachel Taylor, and Annie Alonzo. Okay. I was so hoping for Bosley.
You were hoping you would get it?
Were you up for that?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were going up for it.
Yeah, sure. I was.
Sure?
Yeah. I'm taking the Lindsay Lohan route now.
Just play
any role that I would be remotely interested in, I'm going to just announce that I'm in consideration for. This week they said she's up for a big role in Superman.
Yeah.
And everyone's going, what? No, that's not Kate. Yeah, yeah, she is. Yeah, yeah, Superman. Oh, yeah. She's going to play Superman. She's going to play the planet Krypton. She's huge.
There was a lot of weird rumors out there.
Yeah. That's the way it works now in the world of the internet. You can just say anything.
You just need to start... Just come out and start denying rumors.
I'm going to start...
That no one ever heard.
I'm going to start tweeting things. No, I'm not going to be Bosley and Charlie's Angels, no matter what you may hear.
Stop pestering
me. And everyone will just pick it up on the internet and start writing it. Did you hear the latest internet craze? Or apparently The Onion did a story about how Sarah Palin wanted Christina Aguilera deported for screwing up the national anthem.
No.
And other news outlets picked it up as if it was a news story and
awesome.
Started reprinting it.
I love it.
Us Weekly put it on their website, all the stuff that Sarah Palin didn't say.
Come on, people.
I love it.
Not too hard to differentiate between The Onion and an actual news source.
I don't think so anymore. Not that
anyway,
easy.
Ramon will be playing Bosley. Amanda Peet has been cast in a new NBC pilot called Bent, where she plays a type A personality divorced mom who tries desperately not to fall for the surfer dude contractor she's hired to redo her kitchen.
I heard you were up for that role.
I was. I was going to play
surfer dude
contractor.
Surfer dude,
but people, please, I have not been cast in Bent. Stop it with all those internet rumors about me and Amanda Peet working together.
Again.
Minnie Driver, also reportedly close to joining a NBC pilot called Free Agents, where she'll play one of two women who work at a small Hollywood talent agency in the sitcom. That could be funny.
Sure.
But again, I am not playing the other agent. Please stop. Please stop printing that in all your blogs, people.
Get your facts straight.
Yeah.
Willow Smith is in the news. Good. She was asked who she would like to play Daddy Warbucks opposite her in the revamped version of the musical Annie that's going to be on the big screen.
And she
cares?
Said,
who cares
Annie?
What a 10-year-old wants?
Come on.
She is Willow.
Right. Not even Willow Smith.
No, she's
Willow.
She's
already
now.
Just
she's
Willow.
She's just Willow. I've heard she's got a 5-year deal with Caesar's Palace where she's just going to perform there nightly. She's going to sit down. She answered Brad Pitt.
Oh, you.
Oh, Will Smith is going to beat her ass when she gets home. Brad Pitt.
But she didn't say that from home.
And Mike's going to be very happy.
Yes.
They've just announced a remake of the sci-fi classic Logan's Run.
Yeah!
I know it's one of Mike's favorites. One of mine, too. One of the greatest sci-fi premises ever.
I don't know that one.
Well, it's a society, Kevin, much like our own, where youth is prized above all else.
Right.
And once you turn 30... the jewel in your palm starts to blink because you're approaching the end of your life cycle.
All right.
But you get to go to Carousel. And Carousel is this amazing sort of, it's kind of like those things at the theme parks where you skydive with a big fan underneath you.
Right.
And you get to float in the air.
Okay.
And you go into Carousel. And if you get to the top, if you float to the top of Carousel, you get to live.
Okay.
But if you don't, then you're assassinated at the age of 30. But here's the secret the government doesn't want you to know. Nobody gets to the top.
Oh,
everybody's wow. taken out at 30.
So you have hope, but
and then
you shouldn't.
Logan runs.
You can't run on
You can run.
But he's a runner.
Here's the thing. He's a runner, but he used to be a Sandman.
All right, I'm
and
out.
And the Sandman
There's
used to
no
be
way
the guy who was responsible for taking out the runners. Because if your jewel starts to flash and you want to take off, you try to run to the outside of the city limits, the Sandman go after you.
Listen to
Enter
me.
Enter Sandman.
This is not true.
is what
this
happens
is
there.
Just not possible.
He takes you out.
All Kevin needs to know is that in this society, in this futuristic society, they have pneumatic tubes where you order up hookers and they just shoot in right to your room through
yeah,
this tube.
Yeah.
And that's the way to explain it. Yeah. The woman just flies right into your room.
Pleasure tubes.
That's the way to explain a movie right there.
Pleasure tube.
I don't know right what you were talking path. About, but I want to watch what he's talking about.
Anyway, they're remaking it with Ryan Gosling in talks to star as Logan.
Really?
Yeah. Michael York starred in the original. It's actually, I know it sounds goofy, and it's actually a very cheesy 70s sci-fi film, but the premise is pretty tight, and I think it would make an excellent remake. So I'm looking forward to it. It's airtight, actually.
It didn't sound tight.
Maybe
Minnie
Driver will co-star.
Well...
Hey, she'd be good in that role, too.
She would.
Jenny
what you're talking about
starred in the original, and Farrah Fawcett made her film debut, I believe, in that as well. So, she's got that going for her.
Keep going.
I can't. Charlie Sheen's a single man. Apparently, his wife, Brooke Mueller, filed their final divorce papers in Los Angeles Superior Court yesterday. Now, the split won't be official until May the 2nd. So, ladies, you're going to have to wait a little bit longer before you can finally land the catch that is Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, that's not... It doesn't seem like there's a lot of ladies out there going, yes, that's my future.
I think you'd be surprised. Showbiz and hockey news. I don't have that very often.
No, you don't.
Carrie Underwood's going to be spending a lot more time in her home state of Tennessee. Her husband, hockey player Mike Fisher, just got traded to the Nashville Predators.
What do you bet that marriage falls apart in the next 6 months?
Why?
Because they haven't been spending time together since they got married.
I think she lived with him in Ottawa when he was playing for the Sens.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Because everyone said, now he can spend time with his wife.
Yeah, but she does spend a lot of time in Nashville when she's working. But
okay.
I'm thinking it won't last because he's actually got some other women to look at. I think in Ottawa is probably a shallow pool to choose from if you want to cheat. But Nashville's got some hotties. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. Speaking of which, Kevin, I think the Flyers play the Kings on Sunday, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, we're going to destroy you.
If you want to put a little wager down,
maybe
we can make a little wager for Monday's show. Put a little wager for Monday's show? What do you say?
I'd put a wager on
something,
it.
Something, you gotta give something me some, make it interesting?
Got to give me some points. Philadelphia's been playing like crazy.
But you're a hardcore Kings fan.
I'll bet you.
Have you no faith?
I'll bet you.
Make it fun.
All right.
Like nude photos on the website or something. You know what I mean?
Of
us.
Yeah, no.
Together, locked in an embrace. Like Chloe and Lamar in the Unbreakable commercial.
Let's put out our own scent.
That'd be awesome if you guys did that commercial for the website.
Come on, dude. Oh, stop it, Mike.
Who gets to be on
Mike
back?
Woke up the minute someone was talking about us being naked.
He did.
Today's celebrity birthday is Taylor Lautner. He, of course, was the Woof in the Twilight movies. He's 19 years old today. Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Child is 30 years old. Brandi Norwood, also known as Moesha, she is 32 years old. Mike Shinoda of Linkin Park and Fort Minor is 34. Jennifer Aniston celebrates her 42nd lonely, lonely year on this planet. Sheryl Crow's 49, Burt Reynolds is 75, and Tina Louise of Gilligan's Island fame. She was Ginger, don't you know? She's 77 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Join us on Monday morning for an all-new Kevin and Bean show, where you got a recap of the Grammys and what happened and how crazy that was last night when everyone...
I'm just waiting for the Bob Dylan, Mumford & Sons duet.
It's going to be good,
isn't it? That's all I care about.
So that's coming up on Monday morning, along with Harvey Levin and a bunch of other funny stuff. Join us then, won't you?
No.
Bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
What if your name was Asshore?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I'm in a boner.
Roll another one.
Do you want to rape America?
Just like the other one. This one seems to be about to quit.
Peace, love, and chicken grease, man.
I need another hit.
A penis, when seen in the right context, is the most wonderful sight for a woman. But in the wrong context, it's like a monster movie.
That's true.
Just like the other one.
What the what?
This one seems to be about to end.
Gus Aldrin is so gangster.
I don't have another cent.
You girls need to shake your booty. Shake your booty.
Asshole.
Just pass it around.
How awkward was that?
Dick, will you? Give me some dick.
Just pass it on down.
Congratulations. Worst so far. Everybody still awake? All right, big finish.
Normally I don't condone leaving early, but I have an appointment with the horse doctor. How that horse became a doctor, I don't know.
I quit this bitch.
I have nothing left to say to any of you. So if nobody minds, let's just quietly run out the clock.
Well, that's our show. Keyboard Cat, take us home.
Thank you, most interesting. I think we've had quite enough of this nonsense.
Okay, by my watch, it's margarita o'clock.